and where we are met with cynicism and doubt and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can. Yes, 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 it's time. We all come together. Aha! Barack Obama!
Yes, we can.
Barack Obama!
We are ever done.
Man, he's coming with a message for the people saying, yes, we can. Sure, si se puede, today is a new day. So come on and throw your hands up, every woman, every man. Barack Obama.
Yes, we can be.
Barack Obama.
We are ever done.
Political change, political play, all in it is to rebel is the reign of a power to the people, so that we may develop a sequel. For living in love with the beast, for pushing the envelope, honoring all of the work, paying attention to reason, dipping our feet and dipping the moderate work, teaching minds of a new height, seeking signs of a new life. This is the meaning of outreach, when it's out of reach, we still
fight. Barack Obama,
yes we can be.
Barack Obama,
we are ever done.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Galactic Roundtable. Happy to have you here again. I'm here with Tara and Rama today. Hi.
Greetings.
I just want to let everybody know what we have planned today. We're going to start with hard news, and then we have a special guest coming on. And then after that, I'm doing... Go ahead.
Oh, I will try to keep... with the breaks in the, trying to get the disc here, free memory, as it were.
See. Well, if it acts up, I'll call you on the phone then.
Like now?
Do you think you need to?
No. I think I could get by if every... Can you hear every single word I'm saying, or is it going,
It sounds good right now. Except for when you do that part that way. That part sounds bad.
I guess I'm learning how to emulate the computer, if you will.
Much to BBS Radio's chagrin, we may never be more technical than this. Okay, let me start over. I was saying we're going to have hard news, then we'll have a special guest. After that, I'm going to do a teaching on planetary government. And then following that, we're going to broadcast the Jesse Ventura talk on Camp Loveway last week, and he went into detail about 9/11.
He said demolition derby, and this is big because this involves the story of a coup against the people of planet Earth. And it involves the story in which where it's time, Mother said it's time. Michael Moore said, time's up, Mr. Bush. And that was way back in that movie. What was that? Fahrenheit 9/11? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's time for hard news, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, what's being said out there on so many levels, I got to hear on NPR, they were tearing it a new one, talking about trauma, and he was in from North Carolina. Oops. Oh. Are you all there? Or... Hello? Hello? I see BBS Radio. Beth dropped off for some reason.
Sorry about that.
Oh, was that you or me?
I think it maybe was me.
Yeah, I was going, uh-oh. The bugs or the ghosts in the machine are that intense these days, huh? Now, the walls are going to be... Next, also going to be crawling with the symbols from the Matrix, and Morpheus is going to be giving us a call to come to the green room. And there's a little red pill we're going to take, and everything will be just fine. Don't mind the hole in the back of your head. Just only going to hurt just for a second. What is going on out there on all levels, and I'm serious, it's a heart attack. Obama went from North Carolina to West Virginia, and this is the thing with the messy mind issue called Mr. Blanken, I can't remember the Blankenship could be. But I will just say that what is being said out there, Mr. Obama is taking Mr. Blanken something out behind the woodshed, and there's going to be a talk. And this man is up for murder charges, is what's being said across the planet. For 40
Blankenship?
Blankenship, yes.
I walked away from the computer when you were having trouble with that.
I'm just saying, sorry. This is called Murder One. 49 people were murdered in cold blood. We're talking about finance, campaign finance reform, and Senator Chris Dodd today was on one of the talking head shows on Sunday News just saying, come tomorrow, they are going to be talking about the finance reform that has to happen, and guaranteed there is going to be talk of, what is it called? Filibuster. And you might have to get out the Dixie cups because this is going to take a while. And there just may be a story here where it's about to break, where like Bernie Sanders and Tom Hartman and so many others are saying, you want to really see what filibuster is about in the good old days? It's called get the pots and the pee tubes, because you're going to be here a while, and we're going to hash it all out. And there's a nice little cell downstairs where people can talk to each other once they figure out that they're in contempt of the highest court on the planet, which is called the Solar Tribunal. And the walls that surround this little cell, they are impenetrable because they are of a field in which it is coming from the frequency of Mother. It is at that level this is being handled right now. And I will just say that what is being said on so many levels across the news networks is it's time for a change, and it's about the healing of the heart and feeling, thinking with the heart, feeling with the head. And at that deeper level, this is coming about where people are waking up like never before and saying, I don't want to buy the lies that the naked short salesman is trying to sell me in his naked shorts while he is trying to rape my little girl. And the orders come down from the Vatican and all these other CEOs and all the other stories that are being talked about in every level of finance reform that has to do with how we go back to, this is moving into galactic banking or even a galactic economy, universal economy, and it's coming at the level where Nisara is the gateway for this to happen right now. This is why I am saying all the stops are being done right now, and it's about the healing of a nation building. This is what is occurring, and it's huge, and it is going to take a while, yet not very long at all. It may just be the blink of an eye on the edge of forever, if that makes any sense. And I'm trying to say that the King of Swords is saying right now, it's about how do we get there? First, you have to focus and with the energies within you and getting to that centered, still, quiet place where you can get past all the soap opera dramas of the traumas from the day-to-day stuff that's being fed 24/7 by the wireless networks and the frequencies and the PCB boxes outside your houses, wherever they may be, or villas, or temples. I am just trying to say there is a new sheriff in town. This is about the healing on all levels, all kinds of frequencies. All the kingdoms get to come in and share their piece of the story as we heal this for each other. And everything from A to Z is being brought up for everyone to heal in this moment. And this is why it's moving at the speed of light. And you're going, how do I this one Ethernet cable and plug it into that one hole? And I plug it into this modem over here, and hopefully something gonna work. But maybe I have to chant "Om Padme Padme Hum" to get it to work. I'm not kidding, Pat.
I've done it myself. I've been chanting on my own in front of the computer many times.
And I'm telling you that when you talk to the silicon frequencies that are in all crystals, they're in us. We are moving from carbon-based life forms to silica. This is why it was so important, the movie Superman, when that movie came out, The Fortress of Solitude. This is for real. This is how people live on Pleiades and Sirius in gigantic temples and houses that look like gigantic crystals that grow right up out of the earth or planet itself where you are, and you wave your hand over a six-sided shape and an image appears of you on a screen on another crystal, and a computer comes on and says, you know, may I help you? And this is the reality of what is going on. We are moving from carbon-based life forms to silica, and Ashtar is a bit in charge of the silica crystal kingdom. This ties in with what happened yesterday with the questions about the great crystal and the Bermuda Triangle. All of this in the understanding here, this brings in the hard news. Why is this volcano going off? And yet the stories continue about something called an angelic. It's not an angelic harp. It's a harp maybe Luciferia plays, but not Luciferia. It's that old hologram called Lucifer. And isn't it interesting? They send a telescope rock up with Lucifer 1, Lucifer 2. All of these stories have to do with how the 13 families are trying to change the timelines. Right now, because they're desperate, they know that the 12th strand is already activated within us. Idea, as you take what you think, therefore it is, and is made manifest, that becomes so. And we are infinite time beings that have the concept down of instant precipitation. This is why Obama is on a certain level being brought into this work that of the sun spirit that has to do with the healing for all levels. He is the Syrian commander from the Council of Nine on loan until we get it together as the 33rd member of the Confederations of Worlds. It was no accident Mr. Malcolm X and his wife did this, yet all the stories have to go on in the sense of there are missing pieces to this about his wife, Obama's mother, and everything in between. And the CIA and the FBI and the NSA are all involved, all the way up to Interpol and so many other organizations in the sense of the understanding that why were these three-letter agencies following a man or many men around, including John Lennon, a white guy from Liverpool, England, in the sense all they were saying is what the man said, peace. How about dinner tonight at my house? And I will bring the candles. I'll cook the dinner. I'll bring the blanket. You bring your bride, and we'll get married and fix this. How about some Mad Dog 2020 wine? It's all I got, but it'll work.
No.
Morgan David, what can I say? I am just trying to bring it to a lighter level because things are so heavy on this planet, and all I could do not to cry.
Mm. Well, I wanted to say that this morning on Goddess Lily's call and the call for Ouachita, Brother Jamal, Lord Jamal, was saying, or another lady who was living in Michigan was telling him that they've already started in Michigan to classify all the children as animals.
Oh, my God.
And what they're doing now is in Michigan right now.
Tara, you broke up and I didn't hear what you said. Say it again, what they're classifying.
They're classifying all the children, they've already done it in Michigan, as animals. And what they're doing then is chipping them, and they're controlling them from the chip. And
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Was there a human child chipped in Michigan, and who did it?
I don't know the story because it was told by someone on the call, and I'm just repeating what
it, is it a true story?
Absolutely true. And
well, who is chipping them?
I knew about a case way back in 1906 where classified a child as an animal in New York City. And the reason they did it back then is because there were no children's rights. And some people were watching what was going on with this child, literally went about classifying the child as an animal so that they could give child animal rights. And there are laws about animal rights. And the father was half beating this child every day, almost to death. And when that child was classified as an animal, the child got away from the father and they saved the child's life. That's how bad it is.
That's
now,
what Sinead O'Connor was talking about.
Exactly.
Children don't have rights.
That's correct. In the true Declaration of Independence, Moorish Declaration of Independence, Ouachita Declaration of Independence, is sitting down there in those darn Bruton vaults waiting for us. And that's what we're saying. In other words, what Lord Jamal said, as you do not want to deal with this kind of state criminal activity, the only thing that prevent that from happening to your child is to become Ouachita, because
right.
You have no rights the way it is right now.
That's right.
And this is the only thing that brings all of your rights back for you and your children. And this is something that's why Mother's going to come and talk about LGN right now, because LGN is Ouachita based. It's based in those rights. And it's based in a way which the mother would do this in a circle cycle. And it's not based in, the absolutely wrong way, which we all experienced attempting to take the restrictiveness of multi-level marketing, because they only created 5 different ways you could do multi-level marketing. Every single one of them was set up to profit the CEO of the company or corporation. And maybe you would have 25% to share of the profits. In LGN, 100% of the profits are visible. And the $30 they take for administrating to the program is very much there. It shows you. This is all they take, which means you're actually cycling with $269 inside each spot. And the thing is, the old system, and we experienced this time and time again. First of all, the old system was unfair, and it wasn't according to the laws of the mother. And so it was based in something called competition, which is absolutely a negative. Competition is, quote-unquote, okay. Yet what's happening is, on issues of health, on issues of social welfare, on issues of politics, science, religion, education, agriculture, there are things missing within a competitive world. In other words, you can use your opinion whether it's true or not, and it's called lying with impunity in order to have the pyramid stay as a lawful way of doing business, which is not what this is. And this is a part of the consciousness, because pyramid consciousness, in the way they use it linearly for business, is actually fascist consciousness, where you're actually participating in the Fourth Reich within competitive measures that are not based in truth.
And not based in the feminine.
That's right. So now what is this about? This tool for economic freedom and sovereignty in the mother, again, is been placed before us by the Nasara teams, by the porpoise people. Meaning that fund that we're talking about, which begins with a D, but the porpoise is the closest thing. We're not supposed to mention the names of funds. Not anybody, and that's another thing. It's really important for you to understand. If anybody speaks about the names of these funds, these 78 programs, and that's it. That's the only programs that are paying out. Things like Dotson and all those other things were done by ministers, and Ministry of the Children has nothing to do with these ministries. These ministries were doing this for profit under the old system, and they were using everybody in their churches for a violation of the law of God and God's law and nature's law. And they were doing it for profit. And this is not okay. So none of those funds will pay out for the reason that they weren't aligned with, you might say, dolphin consciousness.
And
this program is designed with the dolphin brain, which is holographic, which means that it's circular, it's actually spherical. We're all moving in a spiral, you might say, a cyclic spiral, where we're helping each other pay it forward with responsibility, meaning that what is the responsibility? It's the ability to teach love within this program, because it's aligned with love. And what is love? It's a cooperative venture where we, as social beings, which we design this body to be for, can reciprocate, because we're both social and reciprocal beings within right law, where that word right is part of the definition of this law. The other law is not law. It's based in statutes. Statutes are based in something that is unlawful, unconstitutional, and beyond repair, because it was a ploy to create control over you, your money, and every resource and the land by stealing first. What did they do? They stole it first. In 1933, FDR declared bankruptcy on the people. And that means the Constitution went out the window, the Republic went out the window, and we had a fascist state from the very beginning. And every type of way of business that we have been doing has been within this fascist consciousness. And the fascist consciousness is based on white supremacy.
And imperialism.
So, for instance, when we talk about LGN and somebody says it's not for me, that's a big problem, because they do not understand that what we are being asked to do, and it's in the stars, they're asking us to do stop all the patterns that we've ever done to get from day to day. Them all. In other words, drop them, because they're tracking you in the wrong direction. And it's not going within the flow of bringing mother back. It's going against that flow. and most people are engaged, even in good products that are helping people, in spite of the bad way in which projects are multi-level marketed. Now, that is a real hard way to live life. You have to deal with one step at a time, granted. So for the last 30 years, what we've been teaching people is to deal with it by taking existing structures that we are confined to and finding new uses for them. So that's been a challenge, too, because people who are still looking for jobs right now and can't find them, they're looking for how to support a family without their home anymore. They're looking for a place to live, which is not, it's not conducive, and it will not work at all. In other words, even the structure that we're supporting by our jobs and the way in which we're producing things that are not environmentally friendly, that all has to stop.
Are people living in cars, in trailers, and in camps, and people living in RVs because they lost their homes?
Yeah, it's, now that's not the problem. The problem
this has to do with following the fascist way of doing business. It's all collapsing, and all of these people are losing their jobs. But Nisara is coming, and there will be different jobs, and we will honor the earth now.
Now, the thing is that some of us have really done things. You know, the way of working with the computer and the internet has brought people into their home. They do not have to go to businesses, provided they have a way to work around the system. And we're pretty clever. I mean, we're doing what we're doing on the radio right now. We wouldn't be able to go on CNN and do this, yet we've got with people who do have the power to do that, like Jesse Ventura.
Like Michael Moore.
Yes, and Michael Moore's movie and what on the road are helping us to see that this is very helpful. Those kinds of things are good, yet people who don't have a way to support themselves have a very little way to see their way to helping other people. This is another reason why we put LGN together, because it combines both things. It combines the fact that we are social beings and that we can extricate ourselves from things that are inhibiting us from being social beings. Competition is only something that when a social being agrees to do that, with joy and not viciousness. In business, there is almost no way to do it that way. Almost no way to do it that way. Unless, for instance, Big Will was telling me he worked for the Ferengi. He worked for Rothschild for all of his work life.
Oh my God.
And Big Will said that Ross Perot overcame the systematic greed because he took care of his people. And people like that are even giving back. In other words, even the system, the person at the top make this, he's a multi-billionaire.
And he was a Republican at a certain point.
Yeah, and the thing is that the true republic and the idea of the true republic was lost. Yet we just, had a judge step down. And that judge really did show how to work the system in spite of the way it's not fair and to bring some fairness to it. This is what the tool of LGN is. And it's doing it in a big way. Yet it is limited by the way in which we see it. And a lot of people are feeling like it's an intrusion, and especially people who are doing good things already, yet because of various other time constraints, and I'm going to say artists, for instance, to dedicate your whole life to art. And in the Essene family, artists were left alone. And there were who would do the work with the working with this kind of a system where we could keep a balanced economy. The people that were supporting the art, they would come and they would do this together to support that, making it possible. And it starts occurring on its own. And when starting something brand new that has nothing to do with the order of the old order, there are going to be many things that people are going to need to understand. That's why we have these calls. Now we've come in touch with another group, and these people have gone even ahead of us. If we wouldn't have had a Washington Nation, if these people didn't do it first, they didn't get that charter. Now, this Washita Nation and Grand Goddess Lily and Grand Goddess Forestine, they have taken this summit in hand, and everybody who really stands over years of speaking together on their calls have formed the summit, and they have made it all the way to the UN for this indigenous Moabite sovereignty that is of the kin. This is where we can see how important it is to know how important it is that whatever we're doing, highest request for all of us who know that we are a goodly company, who know we are teachers, is to devote our lives to do teaching of the teachers who are going to teach the others' teachers. This is what we are talking about in terms of saving our children. As we do this together, find out how it works in mother energy. That's the only way to make it real. In the moment when you feel that it's not real and that you've got too much to do, even as a creative person who says I'm an artist, in a sense, everybody's an artist. Now we're being asked to employ the art of living and set a new template for it economically. It must be set in spiritual principle. And so we must teach this and then get up, babies together, and learn how to do it and live it in right law with higher consciousness and knowledge of who we are. Knowledge of who we are as a people has been left in the dust for the busy work of doing whatever you have to do that says it's not for me. Right now,
this is somewhat of a spiritual test, because this is a test. It says to people, are you going to continue to buy into the programming of the workaday world, of what you've been told, so you would be a slave to the system since the day that your birth certificate was printed, or are you going to reach out higher and realize that you are a spiritual being and take on abundance consciousness and throw away poverty consciousness and stop walking around saying, I'm broke, and stop saying, I think that maybe Tara and Rama just got dropped and I'm probably still live. Thank you. So we're connecting to them again.
Greetings,
Mother.
Okay, I don't know if this is going to work, because I only heard about one quarter of what you said. It was so broken up, Beth. And then we fell off.
You got dropped. So can we call you on your phone, please?
Yes, we need to do the phone. Go get it. It's just, we can stay on the board, but we need to get on the phone.
Okay, Don, we need to call them on the phone, Don, please. Tara, type the number you want him to call into the board, please.
Okay, Mother. No, type it into the board. Oh. Are we private on that board?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
This one.
Here, I got the number.
Oh, wait a minute. Which phone? Is that one better? Okay, let's do that phone. Okay, do that phone.
Right? Okay, Don, there's a phone number for you, please. They're having problems with their connection for their Wi-Fi. Thank you. We'll get a solution to this, everybody. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. We were working on the computer this morning trying to get this fixed, and we weren't able to complete it before the call. So we'll just wait 1 minute, and hopefully we'll get connected with them on the phone.
Hello.
Greetings. Thank you, Don. And or Steph.
Thank you, Don. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Much better, eh?
Much better. Thank you. Tara, should we...
Greetings, because we didn't even say hello to Mother.
Greetings.
In the light of the most radiant one, in the office of the Christ, and only in the office of the Christ, we invoke loving energy of Saint Germain and the violet flame. We ask at this time for a deeper understanding so that we have something to stand on as a standing nation, Washita, Moabite, Moorish nation, so that we can come back to the circle of life, and end supporting death and destruction and dysfunctionality as an art form within our own lives and the lives of our children for all posterity on to now. This is a state of shift. On the 16th of May, we're going into a global shift. On the 1st of May, we're going into a global love day, which is also law day, which means we're going to be shifting our economics with to the law of love, which is not existent on this planet at the moment. Only within a small group here and a small group there. Now we make it for everyone. And Mother, please, I call on all of the as Mother that you can come up with and bring everybody that you can think of with you to help get this point across as we understand that now is the time to do this and now is the place to do this. We must get on the timeline of knowledge of truth, and therefore peace can come. And therefore, then we can be about thy father's business and thy mother's business in balance, equality, and harmony. I love you, Mother. Greetings.
Love you, too. What a day watching the shenanigans of your wayward brothers and sisters as they freak out in their death throes. Quite a cosmic dance, we must say. The four drama queens, we must admit. This is why Oprah likes to lay it out for all of them when she has them on her show, including Miss Hillary. It is about inviting the Black Widow in, and she may not even bite you or try to seduce you. She may come to talk. Think about it. At the same time, it is the understanding here. They do have one intention in mind. They want to end up on top of the mountain. And there is only one that shows up. It is the office of the Christ. What is happening right here, right now. We will just cut to the chase. You alone on a planet seemingly far, far away from what you understand as home in this heart space with hostile environment and individuals that get along with and hang out with, yet, there's a little bit of tension there where, the quiet push back and forth about who, what is what, who is what, how did we get here, what is our mission, and we could say a voice from within speaks and says it is time to wake up, and that voice is the midichlorians, the mitochondria, if you wish to call it that, within every cell of living organisms, whatever they may be. It is how we interact with each other to do something called communication, even if it is static electricity in that form of communication. And it sounds like static to you, yet it is communication. What is being brought into the manifestation here now, with what occurring, we will cut to the chase and say, we spoke with King of Swords today and Lady Master Nada concerning LGN. And the issues here, and they just said, take a look at this man on the website, Mr. James Ward. This is an indigo crystal kid who is between the ages of 25 and 30.
Who's he?
James Ward.
Who's
CEO
that?
CEO of LGN.
Oh, okay.
And we are just saying, Indigo Crystal Kid, maybe Crystal, born in the last 20 years. Who knows? We are just saying, has enough.
25, you said.
Yes.
Same age as Micah.
Could be. Maybe a little older, younger, don't know. We are just saying that has enough money to run circles around all of you. And right now, he is taking a quantum leap with the understanding of making it so here, where something has been created in a way in which it's nothing that has been done before. Similar, yet not. And that is the key here. Similar, yet not. We would just say, to take it to another level, because someone is from Iran or Afghanistan or Iraq, and there is Islamic, and they are similar to Osama bin Laden, does that make them the enemy? And we are trying to take it to the ridiculousness level, because it seems in which, Glenn Beck does it on his TV show, and talks about the 13 families with a spoonful of sugar. And we will just say, this guy walking on the razor's edge in terms of the five corporations who are seemingly we just programs as well within the matrix. This is why we said, check the hole in the back of your head. This is going to hurt a little bit.
What are you talking about?
Look at the matrix.
Oh.
And how you get out of it, and the guy that's elbowing you in the eye right now saying, hello, we are here, yet your veil, or the seemingly veil between 5D and 3D, is knocking on the heads of everyone. And it is affecting your physical matter. That is why things are so wonky. Jeez, that word. Yes, can see the window.
Mother?
Big Will is on the line.
Oh, Big Will. Hello, Big Will.
I can't see the window, Don.
Oh, there are two windows here.
Hi, Big Will, are you there? Go ahead.
Big Will? On line one, Big Will.
He's gone.
Oh. Okay, area code 415-762-1161. I can't explain this I can explain this, that this shift of the ages, I would say that the vast majority of the people, excuse me, they sense something is coming. Yet the most important part of this is that our part is not being played. And I want to go back to this idea of, you know, people are not so happy about communicating with people. I mean, one of the first thing I say is, I don't know any people and I can't get any people. Here's my money, but I don't want to talk to people and people don't want to talk to me about this.
Can we get an elbow in here?
Yes, Mother, go ahead.
We would just say, oh, Big Will is back.
Okay, Big Will is back. Big Will. Big Will?
I do have a question for Mother. Mother,
oh, we just started hearing you, Big Will. Did you say something? I didn't hear anything except I want to talk to Mother.
What am I?
Hello, can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now we can hear you.
Okay. My question is to Mother. Mother, we have a pronounced, well-known scientist who is a project collegiate, and his name is Stephen Hawking from England, and he's talking about and telling people stay away from the aliens, and I am almost certain that he's doing this because he knows that disclosure is about to commence very shortly. What do you think, Mother?
We will say that Dr. Stephen Hawking knows who is who in the galactic zoo. And we will just say, as a plug, the British medical situation, the only reason Dr. Stephen Hawking is still talking and being able to work and communicate as a living entity, become free, universal healthcare. This has to happen in this country. You're dead. And this, we will just say, Dr. Stephen Hawking have to do with the fact this is the galactic voice coming to there. And yes, the word has gone out. If you approach craft that, let's just say, it looks there but feels foul, feel with your heart. It is about thinking with the heart, feeling with the head. And in a sense, you see a glimmering, glittering ship that shows up. And we will just say the understanding of this. Yes, many folks are here from all over the galaxy. And as Dr. Hawking has said, when you get the resonant feeling in your heart that it makes you want to clean in your pants, that is the feeling about love and nothing else. And it is, they cannot create this with darkness. It is coming from a place of the Kundalini and the office of the Christ. When you are so excited to meet your twin flame, that is the reality of what we are saying here about the showing up of the ship. In that sense, it is the first daughter of the moon in the understanding of how we interact with each other. In that level of honoring Luna, all of the other heavenly bodies that interact with each other. If you did not have Luna, things would get really weird.
Looney!
Yes, now you're going to get another moon. Could be Feet Phobos, Deimos, don't know. Yet we will say how this relates to what your question is. As we come in, you will know it. Your aircraft, strategic air command, all of the so-called Royal Air Forces of your world, they will have to stand down, and the technology will have to be either on standby, emergency batteries only, or there just may be a shutdown completely. And we will come in. Yeah, you will feel it in your heart. And if it makes your heart joyful, you approach the craft. If it doesn't, that answers the question.
Mother Sekhmet, I have a follow-up about that question.
Yeah.
Thank you. I read what Stephen Hawking said, and it seemed to me like the London Times took his words and twisted them with a fancy title saying, you know, making it into a fear thing, but that he would really wasn't conveying that with his words.
Oh, of course, the Times. It is not the UK Sun or the Mirror. And we would just say the understanding here is that the BBC, British paper, as well as the papers, they are a bit compromised. And of course they would take the doctor's good word out of context. That
exactly.
Still part of the political process and the funding and feeding of the sharks. The chorus. It is just saying that don't read everything and believe it at face value. You gotta feel it in the heart and think with that grace, and then maybe feel it with the head as well. If you, in the sense of the understanding here, moving to a place where as you think with the heart, it is the energy that makes things move in a different way. How this relates to what we are doing here about LGN is the understanding here. As we began this original story, it was a way in which to help these two take care of the current situation at hand. And things are getting a bit sticky now. And
yeah.
Have to wonder how long we will be in this mode of being able to talk. In that sense, the tenuous at best.
Well, see, this is the thing, Mother. People have trouble talking to people because this whole 30-year period has been riddled with multi-level marketing. And many of the efforts that the people have been making, just recently, I mean, Sharon Reynolds had to close down the Commonwealth simply because the multi-level marketing, even though we were doing it within these other formats, which is really making an effort to take the restrictions and still give them a collective use that would be good for everybody. Yet, it's consciousness that has to raise first. Wait, but people, everyone, this is why Tom Hartman's on the air saying, tag your it, get involved in movement politics. In other words, people are coming together, and of course, the people who are coming together, they're feeling like they're pushed up against the wall, and they're trying to figure out how to deal with the system. That was going on the call this morning, too. There was someone having really trouble with their property and how it was being treated in the system. Well, what the system is so good at is getting you enmeshed in it so that you can't even do your daily life.
Yes,
and
we
so
understand.
Communication has to come first, and it has to come, and you've got to find a way to reach people. Yes.
Tara?
Yeah.
I want to invite Lynn from Michigan, please.
Hi, Lynn.
Hello, you guys. Nice to chat again.
Hello.
I just have a question. I'm intuiting that shortly something rather, intense is being planned by the powers that be to sort of, kind of like a 9/11 type event, to sort of distract us all and get us all shut down in fear before full disclosure. Am I correct on this?
Well, the first problem, Lynn, is calling them the powers that be because they are not the powers that be.
They're not. I agree. Thank you.
No power anymore. Go ahead, Mother Segment.
We were just fed on many levels. The understanding of what time it is that as the energies increase, as you are approaching this short moment here called full moon in Scorpio, interestingly enough, they are anxious as all get out to raise the threat level, as it were, to magenta level. What Code Pink Lady Medea Benjamin said is when it reaches the threat level of magenta, you pet your cat and you feed it a little extra. And then you go out and you plant some magic seeds in the yard. And those magic seeds are about the frequencies that are about to be laid out in lavender control. The biggest mission.
Beautiful.
Making a joke or light of this, yet these ones are very desperate to use. They're ancient war machines. It come from the Orion War. At this time, sidereal weapons,
yep.
It was called in the Mahabharata, and we will just say.
Stephen showed him what a sidereal weapon can look like and do, didn't he?
Yes. Shiva merged with Kalimon. They had a dance called Shiva Shakti, where Kalimon said...
That's a good dance.
Yes. Maybe it has to happen again. This is why you're saying,
isn't that what Kryon does? Kryon just comes in as a demolition derby and just ends the experiment.
It is called the Kryon of Magnetic Service. And we would just say that this time around, there is the new sheriff in town. It is beloved, ascended Master Maitreya, Cosmic Christ. This is the one that has been foretold. His ship, it is called the Star. It is being seen by the whole world out there. And it is time. He will be here, and it is about peace. That is the first order of day. This is why we are saying, get your affairs in order, and get with the issues of what is occurring here. You are being given an understanding how to work within a framework in which where you can heal the issues ahead as you take an understanding of maybe taking a quantum leap with someone you don't even know. Maybe someone of a different color and want to work with them.
Mother Sekhmet?
Yeah.
Put the phone closer to where you're talking, please.
Oh.
Thank you.
Can you hear us now?
Oh, much, much, much better. Thank you.
Okay. Very sorry.
Go ahead, Mother. You were saying about working with someone different, maybe someone of a different color.
Yeah. We are just saying, like Grand Goddess Lily talked about today, we are nation building right now. And that is what is occurring. And the nation building has to do with how we form community within this framework called a republic and a commonwealth. Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, First Commonwealth, where it all began, in that tower where Paul Revere risked his life. This is what this is about, liberty, freedom. This is why we are doing this with love.
Mother,
yes.
A lot of people have fears, and I want to talk about what most people's lives look like. On one day, the mortgage is due. 6 days later, they have to pay for the water and the sewer. 7 days later, they have to pay the cable bill, or they won't be able to use their computer or their phone. The next 2 days later, the car payment comes. You know, every 20 days, there's a car insurance payment, and they're constantly on this roller coaster of being demanded money. Every 4 days, they're giving money for something else. Because they've bought into this slavery lifestyle. And so there's a lot of fear about money because, you know, if you don't pay those bills, your electric's going to be shut off, your water's going to be shut off, and you'll have nothing and nothing left over for food and gas enough to drive back to that job that they hate to make more money to keep paying these bills, these demands that come every few days. And then when we come along and say, you know, you should get into this new thing. There's a lot of fear about money and about going along with the system. And that's part of the spiritual test is learning to break away from that consciousness.
Well, we will put it in a way in which maybe this is coming from out of left field. It is a voice from within. Maybe the voice in that sense of the understanding here is we represent the energy of
the change.
Change.
The only thing permanent is change.
We represent the energy, if you will, of Navi, and the understanding what it means to be of Nibiru, Pandora, in how we interact. And we are just saying we are extending friendship to all life forms in the sense get to know us. We get to know you. This is how we can meet at the table, talk about peace first and foremost, then move away from the idea of the improvised explosive device because of the ideologies my mother told me about you, because you are a U.S. American soldier and you hate my guts. Yet I am Iraqi, and all I understand is I have grown up in a burned-out shell of a garage in the last 10 years. And I would like to meet you and maybe talk and maybe get to know you and see about the dream that you talk about across the internet called the magic of America. How about if we become friends?
Right.
And people say, I haven't got time for you because I got to go get my kid right now. I haven't got time to even talk to you. And this is why we're here now together, that we said, I am willing to know. And use my will now to know and to share what I know. And then to come together and find a way to use the wisdom of what we are learning when we share together to save the world. Nothing less will do.
Tara.
One child. Yes.
This has to do with people reordering their priorities to have balance in their lives and allowing time to reach out to new people and break the old habits of being in the system and operating the life on this time clock that's a never-ending gerbil wheel. And right now, the Syrian commander has taken time out of his busy life away from his family to reach out to these children who lost their fathers in this mining accident and stand up there as a symbol and say, I will not put up with the greed of big business killing people anymore.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, see how we can make a difference.
Now,
we
need to reorder our priorities to show our compassion, to say where we stand, that we want a new economic base in this country, and this is what this memorial service is about, because we're not going to kill people anymore. We're reordering how we do our economic bases, and that means taking a risk, throwing away your fears, and coming on to compassion and friendship and trying something new. That's never
yeah.
been before.
There was only one word that I heard. There was only one word that I heard every time I asked. And the question was, it was, how can we come into be with us? How can the power of we to change the world and save our children? And it's the same thing that was being talked about this morning. This morning. And Shania, she's saying, what do you mean you don't have time for our children? You mean the Vatican can go for one more day? You mean that the rape of the world owned by the Vatican on paper of this way of being with our economy? You understand what that means?
Yes.
And the mother energy that just went, yes, might want to elaborate.
We will no longer tolerate the ways of our daughters and our mothers and our wives and our grandmothers.
And our little boys.
Pardon?
And our little boys.
And our little boys.
Oh, absolutely. This is true, because the little boys have had the burden of protecting the women and the children, and they have absolutely been enforced into competition.
This is why we have a collection on the back of our wall in our ready room. And we won't elaborate, but let us just say the goddess is back and we will
give you
your balls.
Yes. Sinead O'Connor said she's not anti-Catholic. She said the only ones who are anti-Catholic are the ones that are in the Vatican. And she said she wants new leadership in the Vatican, and she wants leadership that believe in God.
Correct. Desmond Tutu comes to mind, and Mother has said his name many times for that role. It all comes said and done. And it doesn't matter orthodox, schmorthodox. What is not going to be used is the abuse of languages of light. And she said it, that the curse that this leaves on what this body, my mother used to drill it into me, remembering my mother was 10 years a nun, and she said, you know, she said, one holy Catholic apostolic church. Now, we could take that existing structure and give it a new use, and every real Christian will understand love.
Lynn is on B1.
For you, Mother. I'm 51, and I know that all my life I've been preparing for this time on the planet, such as the rest of us here sharing today. And I'm just asking if I could ask the question of just a crystallization. What is it exactly that I will be doing here in assisting?
We can say that what you are going to be doing is helping others that are a bit still sleepy to the understanding that there is about to be a big shift in the wind, and it is called a time of peace rather than war. And it is about negotiating, mediating, in a sense, whatever within the framework of the context of your physical reality of what it is made of, how you interact with those individuals to help them break out of the matrix and see there is a greater reality to, in the sense of Glenn Beck and Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and Fox News.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Does it fit, Lady Master?
Oh, yes. Thank you guys so much.
Namaste.
Mother Sekhmet.
Blessings.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Yes.
I don't want to take away from Lynn's question at all, but your reply to me is the mission of everybody here.
Is it not? This is why this lady, every night, Rachel Meadows, getting on the tube, telling you about the obfuscation of the parties ahead that go so deep where it is the very nature of the reality falling apart, the fabric of what it is made of.
Right.
It is falling apart, and it is quite radical. And there are people dying and can only get better. it is the understanding in which where, yes, the soldiers are on the battlefield waking up, understanding with all due respect, sir, that order you've given me, delay that order. It is not within constitutional law. I refuse to carry out that order. And I will go to the brig now, if that is what you wish, sir.
Right.
It is about, I will not take up the gun and shoot my enemy, who is my friend.
Right.
It is called refusing your orders. And they have gone so far in this respect to stand up to the unlawful orders that were given 9/11, called false flag events. This brings us back to what was said here just a minute ago. Are they wishing to pull off another false flag event? Yes, of course. Iran, Israel, right now. Ancient Moabite nations, along with all the other nations of the Moorish people, all of this relating to the understanding is, in fact, that you are one people, people of Earth, and that includes the 12 tribes, 13 tribes of Awa, and the 12 colors of the rainbow, along with the 144,000 strands of DNA coursing through your bodies. This is where we are at, one race, if you wish to call it a race, of humanity. And how we feel this is on that level. This is why Mr. Tutu may take up the gauntlet and be the next pope. A black pope? Maybe no pope. He may take off that funny-looking hat and put on the original headdress of the people of his nation, of who they are from which is Washita, Zulu, Zodiacus, Mother Africa, Pandora, Navi, what do you wish to call it?
Pangea.
Look at this, is the Pandora tree, right?
Yes, the great tree. Tree of souls. Tree of wisdom. Talking.
Mother, can I read the quote on the bottom of this tree?
Tree.
Yeah, the trees.
Holy.
Oh, okay.
9/1.
I thought maybe we would share this when this is done then, okay? That one?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just saying, I'm in line.
Okay. Hello, Patrice.
Hello, Mother. Hello, everybody.
9/1.
Wonderful day today.
B1.
Hey, B1, everyone.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Now I can hear you, Patrice, just now.
Okay. All right, very good. I finally got to that place where I'm mad as hell and I can't take it anymore. And
what took you so long, girlfriend?
Yeah, it took a while, but
believe it or not.
And so I went into my guidance and I said, you know, I just can't sit around and listen to my brothers and sisters suffer anymore. Please give me something to do. Mm. Why are we jumping like a bunch of fleas in a hot frying pan here? Mm-hmm. And my teacher, who I call also Mother, she's a supreme being from a place where there are no names, and so we call her Mother also. And she said to me, the neural bombardment is upon us from the electromagnetic energy coming from the satellites is a big deal, not only for humanity, but for the Mother Gaia. And she said, if you want to do something, she said, call your friends on BBS and ask if they feel guided to help you unplug the satellites. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, I can do that. So I'm putting it out there. Anyone who feels guided to assist, that we start unplugging the thousands and thousands and thousands of satellites that are bombarding us, and with 5 and 7 of them going up each week, new ones.
Yeah, thank you, Patrice. And we will say that we will have a chat with the nanite consciousness in all of the satellites circling your planet. And, say, is it time now to switch over to the crystalline silicon consciousness and reorient your original programming, and we will switch over to the Astral Command channel now.
Yes. Thank you, Mother. I was hoping you would understand.
Oh, we do.
I also... Sorry?
Mother just didn't hear you, and then she's being... Why don't you say, go ahead.
Oh, we were not wanting to interrupt who was speaking.
Thank you. I just want to thank you for who you are and all that you do for us and the energy of all of the galactic friends that we have. I do have a question, if I may.
Yes.
And it may be a little radical, I don't know, but there you have it. I am radical. I have a big sadness in my heart, and it has to do with the tension that we're all feeling. And I just, you know, I have only my galactic friends to look to for the really big assistance. The big assistance meaning new technologies that we speak of and all the gifts that come with your presence, and that I know, I understand that you are who we are in the future, and I wonder if there's any more that you could be doing for us. And I give this analogy. I say, if you find a little beetle in the road and it's upside down, struggling to be turned back over, we would come along and turn that little beetle upside down, right side up. And I say to you, we are upside down. We need help here. And is there any more you can do?
We will respond with the understanding here as we are having this discussion. There are others that are at the top of highest levels in your government that are discussing of how we can move forward with first contact to heal the issues amongst the factions. And we would just say it is at that level in which where the issues of the day are not about how rich the Wall Street scam artists are going to get. It is going to be in the understanding how we can interact with these new friends that come from 30,000 light years away, and they have a message. It's called peace. What a novel concept. We pass
Mother,
the talking stick. Yes.
Mother, I wonder, tell me what you think. Do you think if the Galactics arrived in full colors with their technology helping turn this planet up right side up again. And they saw, the humanity saw, that you were helping in such a big way. Do you think that humanity would react adversely if they saw how wonderful you were helping us?
We would say that the energies of in of themselves, as we step into your frequency and create energy within your realm of existence, there is an expansion of the heart that awakens a feeling within the cellular molecular structure that nourishes the structure rather than diminishes it. And in that sense, Eve, the living temple of the living God, would know. The cells know it is about a communication thing again. No words needed. It is in the sense, if it is light, it responds and attracts light. And at that level, it is not about words. It is about energies. Energy follows thought. And at that level, where your attention goes, energy flows. Hope that answers the question.
Mother? Does it? How I have something I'd like to contribute, because I just picked up the master symbol of solar cross.
That is about the, how the energy and the attention go.
Now, number one, it says symbol, and the symbol is on this, it's a circle in the center, and then it, what do you call these, Mother? Petals? Flowers?
No, like the petals, it is also like
of the
The four symbols of the via, the four directions, turning up the universe. It is a
okay,
circle.
It's like a wheel, that's right, in the curve. They're like.
And if you take it in the right way, it is a swastika.
Okay, now let's see what that means now. Because that's intelligence, look at that. Because the Aryan race said it was number one. And here's number one, and they use the actual symbol for number one that Mother just said. It means law. And underneath it, the meaning of law in the symbol is life.
Yeah.
And then the number one means, in terms of color, blue. In terms of tone, the tone of G on the scale.
Yes.
C, D, E, F, G. We. Number five. No, A, B, C. Well, I know G is number seven, excuse me. Number seven, that's absolutely correct. So here is where the law of seven is intoned to really have number one be part of life.
Yes.
Life is the carrier of progression in its eternal and infinite spiral. And remember, the seventh root race is the tone of G then.
Yeah.
Because number seven is Saint Germain. And Saint Germain is the principle of the sacred violet fire. And the principle of the sacred fire, violet fire, is described as the first law, and it's called life.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the principle.
Life Can I go is now? I'm going to say goodbye and thank you. I love you all.
Thank you. Namaste, Lady Master.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Life is growth. All things throughout the cosmos are in a state of evolution. Evolution operates according to the free choice of each and every individual. Life is perpetual motion, for creation is ever constant. Recreation is a privilege only given to those who are evolving to a point where they are in the image, capital I, of the immortal Godhead.
Yes.
Capital I and capital G. That's what it said. And it
and
said,
say again what the Godhead is, Tara. People forget what the Godhead is.
Oh, well, the Godhead is us.
Yes.
Yes, and it's the collective consciousness. It's collective consciousness. It's all of us.
That's correct. That is 100,000,000% correct. And so this is what we have learned in the past, which is good. We know the law of separation now. And the law of separation of powers has been superly and absolutely beyond our wildest dreams imposed in the negative.
Yeah.
And so when I finish reading this little paragraph, you'll see what we are can come back as we understand, because this is talking about, it'll give me, just give me three sentences and you'll see. my voice. Let me just go here. Life is perpetual motion, for creation is ever constant. Recreation is a privilege only given to those who are evolving to a point where they are in the image of the immortal Godhead. We said, let us make a man together, meaning capital M-A-N, and made, let us make. In other words, equal and for purpose within our wish.
Yeah.
May we please experience what it feels like to live in polarity. And let's see what we can do with all these concepts. When Richard says, this is in opposition to this, do we really understand geometry? And this is what this is saying. The shape is circle with the true flowing meaning of the swastika, which is life. Evolution. When one falls low enough in this pattern of growth, he no longer has the ability to recreate. As a result, everything then becomes opposite to the creation. And they actually cause destruction instead of recreation. Life is the great positive. It is the father of all creation. One moment, Tito. And what did Barack Obama say about this? Or what did your mother say about this? Eliminate the negative. This is where it comes from, right here. Life demands life. And it eliminates that which is not of itself through love. Pass the talking stick much.
Brian from Indiana is online, B1.
Hello there. Greetings. How are you?
Greetings.
Hello, dear mother. How are you, my friend?
Very good. Getting better.
Yes. Well, I had a question for you, Mother.
Yes.
My question is, how close is the ship, the mothership, the New Jerusalem? How close is that to Earth?
Within orbit, let's just say that it can be here within, what, that which is called 7 of your Earth minutes, and as we would approach with that craft, let us just say, he would be going from DEFCON 5 to DEFCON 1 in about those 7 minutes, and all of the jockeys sitting in those chairs would say, fire up the missile silos. It is at that level Strategic Air Command would be alerted, and Royal Air Forces. This is why we would have to send out a legal, we might say, a ripple, a wrinkle in time, where all of your tanks won't work, all of your guns, all of your missiles, and we'll have a little cat. And it's called Earth. We'll make it. Will you? It is at that level. Earth has already been assured of her ascension. How you would be? That is the question. And it comes up with the biggest issue called racism right now.
Yes.
That's got to get healed today.
And you know, that was a creation intentionally, Mother. They took all the time they needed between Civil War time and coming up into World War I to set it up for everybody to fall. I mean, it was a set-up fall.
Mother?
Yeah.
The one last thing. The ship, the New Jerusalem, will that eventually, in time, dock close to Earth?
Yes, and we will say, because it is so large, it will dock outside the orbit, you might say, of the moon, in that sense. Safe, high elliptical orbit, in a sense, around your Earth, your moon, and in a sense where it would not affect the gravitational field of your planets and your moon. A craft as large as 5,000 miles in diameter affects the gravitational field of a planet.
Well, I wanted to say thank you very much, and namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Brian. Namaste.
So, Mother, do you want to, is there something that we can do?
Yes.
Is there something
by.
To do now for all of us to bring this into this life principle now? How shall we progress and use the consciousness that we just learned about to work with this use of money, right use of money within the law of life?
What we would say...
And this form of working with this.
We would say that it would be most auspicious of your understanding of how to take a quantum leap in believing in your own magic of who you are, and taking that chance in which where you are, in a sense, gonna take a walk on the wild side with us, and we will take you for a little dance, as the word has gone out. and we will show you what the dance of life is within the flower of life. We extend the hand of friendship, mutual cooperation, and understanding between cultures, civilizations. This is how we bridge these gaps in our cultures where we have a wisdom that you lack, and that wisdom is the magic of believing what this law says. Life
is the great positive.
Yes,
it is the father of all creation,
and doing that magic within each other. And we are saying, take a look around you and extend the hand of friendship. That is all we are offering. And as you do that, we will help you understand that we have ways in which we can work with you to help you get beyond the idea of, I don't know anyone that would be open to this concept of a new way of help. And as we would interact with each other, communicate in this funny thing called a telephone or the internet, we will respond and help you out so that you can work within the framework of what Mr. James Ward set up as a way where you can create instant precipitation right now in your hands. And it won't take very long at all, as we would do this within the spirit in which it was intended. It will create magic very quickly. As, yes, we understand there are funny little things within the framework of your electronic structures, within the framework of how you get on a telephone or a chat room, and you have to learn how to type, how to talk, how to walk, how to chew gum.
Yeah, well, it's at the beginning of the age of information. And where's our comm badges? And I need my shuttlecraft, please.
We will talk to the requisition officer on duty in the shuttle bay and see if he has any extra shuttlecraft.
See, in
Mother
that dolphin, that dolphin movie, just for one second, the Star Trek 4, or was that what it was called?
Yes, The Voyage Home.
The Voyage Home. I mean, they were just making me laugh when they were trying to get on the bus and they wanted some money in that meter.
What does it mean, exact change? We have three gold-plated platinum pieces. Can I get a bus there from here to D.C.?
Okay, so now we understand. Since they've already advanced into this higher culture, and they have everything they need, and they know how the law of life has been working for eons in an immortal way of our own being, you know, they're saying, help me, help. You know, we're saying, help me, Mother. I can only see Vicky and she's up
Vicky
there.
Vicky
and Lynn are in the pyramid at Giza with Shield and Cerula and a whole folks on 888. And they went up and they were in another, they were not standing on the ground. And you could see they actually were able to film it in there. And we watched it on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of us. Right here in Santa Fe. I'm just saying,
the dimensional doorways can open as you believe it and take that quantum leap with the magic. We will be standing there letting you know. Be not afraid of what we look like. We have already had a bit of dinner, waiting for the rest to come. the assistant cook is in the kitchen.
And it says here, recreation is a privilege only given to those who are evolving to a point where they are in the image of the immortal Godhead, our original purpose for going through this experiment in the first place, right? To return to love?
Yes.
This is all about love. To love abundantly means to live abundantly, and you have to believe in love to be able to do that.
Well, it's even more than that. It's about understanding how to love. Jenny, Logan, teach me how to love.
And if we were to meet you at a cafe in Paris, and we had just branded our craft outside Paris, and we had a funny-looking way about us where we had maybe a blue suit on or a silver suit, and we were sitting in this cafe, and we knew not your language, yet what we understood how to communicate to you. In this way, teach me how to love. We might say to you, voulez-vous coucher ce soir?
We love you. I know that we have a dear sister has a beautiful things to share with all of us.
Yes, and we are just saying, it is about making love with your twin flame now. Whatever essence that may be in the understanding of who you are. And we're saying, with this idea of the prospering of these two to help them on their way. And this one who provides this call even. For us to be able to be a voice in the wilderness saying,
this
hello.
Is how, hello, follow me where I go, where I do and who I know.
I read Jah.
I read Jah.
Understand that Mr. Obama, in whatever way he's doing right now, in his consciousness to wake the people up within the framework of what he knows, where he has to answer to so many masters. This guy impeccable, watching the razor's edge. And we will just say, that is an image you might look up to as Heru, Horus, the Falcon God, which is the Eye of Ra. He has a message, is about peace. What Dr. King said, I saw the mountaintop. I may not get there because I got a few other things to do. But you're going to get there now. And we are saying, we are here now with you on the ground. The eagles. The last shall be the first shall be last. We are already there together. We are the ones waiting and we are the ones we have been waiting for. We are them. You are us and we are you. How we do this together is the biggest issue at hand. And they're all members of your military right now in that five-sided structure called Pentagon.
Ooh.
Figuring out how to make it into Department of Peace rather than war. And they are not chicken hawks. They have seen horrors of war. And they want peace now. And we would just say, even the brave men and women, we mean no disrespect on any level, who are standing on the front lines, who are in the realm of the vicinity of the Stargate. They know this is real, not a joke. it is time to make a quantum leap. Tell your story, share it, so the others may know across the planet that the truth about the stargates are real. Mm-hmm. How we get full disclosure is that we cover each other's back. LGN, filter that down into 3D. We cover each other's back. That is how we help each other. We must go up. We know the time is short.
And we must ask for assistance as we now, let's work a little. Not a little, it's really with devotion at this time that we understand that we are the ones we've been waiting for to assist as Mother collectively and save this planet.
It is, whether I am Iraqi or Iranian or Korean or from the planet Pandora, we are you. You are us. It is that humanity. It is that spark of creation that is saying, I wish to experience more ecstasy, more peace. We reading
in the light of the most radiant one. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sabaot, Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sabaot, Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sabaot, Eliyahu, 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 Yokei, Lokei, Yama, Adonai, Vasu, Adonai.
Thank you.
Satnam, Mother, love you.
Love you, Mother, thank you.
I think we passed the talking stick, Lady Master Beth.
Thank you.
I think Rama will be back soon. We'll see.
Okay.
Oh.
Hi, Rama. Rama, thank you for bringing Mother.
Yeah, thank you for just holding space for all of what's happening.
You're welcome.
Rama, did you have something to share? I know you always have some wild journey.
One fine day in Siberia.
You went to Siberia?
I was in the Arctic Circle near Siberia on that side of the pond looking across to Alaska. We see you, Sarah. And I'm just saying, right now, this is about love, nothing else. I was sitting in a fortress of solitude somewhere in Siberia, just like the one in the Arctic Circle near the North Pole. And there are many of these crystal cities all over, yet they're in part etheric, part physical. And I was sitting around in this circle, in this...
That's Hyperborea energy.
In this fortress of solitude, and there were all these men, and they were dressed with their Russian, the funny hats. I don't want to be disrespectful. I don't remember the name of the hat.
Oh, they have little pointy ears on them, and Rama stuck inside
your clothes. Thank you,
it's 3 o'clock. Anyway, yeah.
I want to say maybe the Russian Kostok dancers, that might be the name. I forget the ethnicity, and I don't want to use that word, but the people that do the dance.
The Cossacks?
Yeah, they could be called Cossacks.
Cossacks.
Yeah, and they wear the funny hats, and they have swords.
Kilts.
They might be kilts. They might be fur skirts or pants.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. I'm just saying I saw them in all their magnificence, and it was like looking at those folks that were like in the movie, The Golden Compass, and they were sitting there, and they were very somber, and there was a Peshat sitting there on one of the larger crystal pedestals, and it looked like this very large lion with a black mane and golden fur. And he was talking in a really deep voice, and I had never seen him before, and he had these stripes across his forehead and this red streak down his nose, and it looked like he was ready for war. And what was being said by these ones is that we understand that all of our civilizations are in jeopardy. How we can work with each other is to begin to have that conversation called passing the talking stick, so that we can chill and talk about more reasonable measures, how we can share what is a grievance or something that's not right with my nation, how I can fix it with my nation, my people, and then your people might be able to help my people. Wasn't this how we built a barn back in 1860, 1840? And it was called Raising a Barn, and we had a party, and everybody had a good time. And that's what's being said here. And I think it was portrayed to me through these Russian bees and the Peshats in the sense of, now's time for council to do this.
And community forming.
Community forming, how we create a village out of nothing where there's just an empty circle. Maybe it's a fairy ring that is being drawn. Drawing us.
Well, it's more than that.
Yeah.
You visualize what part of it you need to visualize.
As we approach May Day, we used to dance in the Elysian Fields till we were totally exhausted.
Yeah, well, if you don't put the place where you go and, if you don't put the Elysian Fields in your circle dream,
no,
you won't find yourself there.
That's right. And I'm just saying that's what's being said.
It does matter now that we form this dream collectively, because these are the teachings. These are where every teacher that's ever come anywhere on earth is always teaching in whatever manner that they are given and whatever peoples, that it's time to get together for peace and
all
love.
All we are saying is give peace a chance.
It's 450 billion years of chances, and Mother is an infinitely patient being.
Yeah.
And she said now the universe is telling her that she wants help for that upside-down ladybug on the piece.
And she ain't playing biatch out there either.
What? Say what?
It's another
don't
way of...
drama.
What?
Tara missed it, and it's too bad.
I know you got it, dear.
I know. Come on, you indigo.
Never mind, Tara. We'll see you later.
She'll explain it. It's a term that Chris Rock uses. That
who's Chris Rock?
Never mind, Tara. We'll tell you later.
Okay, oh, sorry. Pass the talking stick, Lady Master. Namaste, grtprosper.com.
Yeah.
And so forth.
Thank you, both of you. Mother made me cry, so I was thankful that you were talking for a little bit there.
I know. It's hard to keep my body from crying either.
Oh. She brought a powerful message.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, what I'd like to share with you today, and I'm going to have a video in just a minute, but what I'm sharing with you today is an answer to all the emails I have received that have said, Beth, please tell me why I should fill out a UCC-1 financial statement. I still don't understand why we're doing this. And that's a very excellent question. So I researched it, and I spent some time, and I wrote this piece. And this, what I'm going to say next, brings in every aspect of planetary government that I know of. And as we step into Nisara, we are stepping into planetary government. And it's very important that we understand these things now. And this is, when we say there's going to be 36 hours of announcements and it's going to explain all of these things and there will be an increase in consciousness and an increase in love, it means that even the ones who are devout religious beings and even the ones who are staunch Republicans, just as an example, they will be told the truth about everything, and it will be told in a way that they can understand. And but then again, in China, the story will be told, and in India, the story will be told, in Russia, the story will be told. Everybody will hear the story in a way in which they can understand the truth of what's been going on this planet. And so I want to share more of that truth with you now to explain why a person would choose to fill out a UCC-1 form. And so I jotted this down longhand, and I'm going to share with you what I wrote this morning. We are all galactics, and we're from all over this Nebadon universe, and we have lived on Earth since its creation. We created it because we are the creator gods. Man is a species of hominidae. The species has existed in many dimensions, in many hybrid forms. The time for racism is over. I will tell you why originally all people came from different species, all different colors, and together we came here with skin as black as coal. The slaves of the intergalactic war criminals had their melanin removed. The melanin in the skin is a pigmentation. The white blood cells responsible for the immune system bind with the pigment in the melanin. These white blood cells are called leukocytes. The melanin tagged leukocytes re-enter the bloodstream through the lymphatic channels. The lymph fluid circulates through the body about 400 times per minute, while the blood circulates through the body about 100 times per minute. The weakened ones in our society get cancer. Many cancers attack the blood. Leukemia is a cancer involving the white blood cells. Lymphoma involves the lymphatic system. We do bone marrow transplants because white blood cells are made in the bone. When someone gets a breast cancer, they check the lymph nodes in the armpit. In prostate cancer, they check the lymph nodes in the groin. Often lymph nodes are removed. When lymph nodes are removed from the body, the melanin pigment tagged leukocytes do not circulate as much. There are less of them. When the melanin was removed, it was done by surgically removing all the lymph nodes from the body. We went from being black to being white. Melanin is the life force in the skin. Now, when cancer patients have their lymph nodes removed, they turn pale white, and with less of an immune system, they get an opportunistic disease and they die. Millions of blacks died from AIDS. as the opportunistic diseases attacked the immunosuppressed lymphatic system, knocking out the T cells and lowering the leukocytes. And through this, they turn pale and then they die. When they invented this disease with the negative ETs years ago, they figured out a target cell which could take a beating and knock out the immune system and get to the ones with black skin. The ones with dark skin with the melanin-tagged leukocytes in Africa and India and in South America were the largest population who suffered and died from AIDS. The natural peoples of our planet, the human, have the color in their skin, which is the life-giving force. It is our task now to remember the truth of who the starseeds are and where we came from and why we are here. To be able to comprehend who you are, you must drop the programming that you are here to be a slave to religion, to government, to corporations, to your family, to your spouse, or your children. You are not a slave. I say it again. You are not a slave. Hear it with ears that hear. When divine feminine is removed from our laws and removed from our societies, it turned the female into a slave to the slave. It is a time for that to end. Now we invite Mother back into every aspect of our lives. This is a hard concept for some. So I will say it with a quote from the chairman of the Black Caucus, a Democrat from California. This was back in the 70s. His name is Ron Dellums. He said, quote, "If you define niggers as someone whose lifestyle is defined by others, whose opportunities are defined by others, then good news. You don't have to be black to be a nigger in this society. Most of the people in America are niggers." And I want to share with you now a short video written by a political activist, a writer, a poet, and a musician. This is a short interview with John Lennon and Yoko Ono, and a song that sings about how we removed mother from our society. Please listen.
Okay. I guess one of the reasons we want to be here is because we really dig it. We dig America. We always have. She loves it, and she's converted me to one of those New York fanatics. Okay, I'll tell you. You want to talk about the New York story? Yeah, I hate it when I leave New York now.
You have a record here that there is some explanation because there's a bit of hassle going on as to whether or not it can be sung or not.
Yeah, there's always, every other record I seem to have a hassle with.
Yeah.
Well, this is a song about the women's problem. It was written by Yoko and I, and the song is called "Woman is the Nigger of the World." And obviously there was a few people that reacted strangely to it, but usually they were white and male. But I'll tell you the story of how it came about. In 1969, I put it on the cover of the single so that it helps you explain it a bit. Yoko did an interview with a woman about the woman's problem, and I didn't have anything to do with it. And then I noticed the cover. It was called Nova. It's an English woman's magazine like McCall's or something like that. And the first time I heard about it was a story on the cover of McCall's like that, and it sort of said, "She, woman is the nigger of the world." Well, at the time, I was more of a chauvinist than I am now, and I must say, I was saying, well, come on, what about this and what about that? And I argued a lot. And then, As like everybody else, we talked more and more about it. In the last 2 years, it became more of a thing, and I had to, you know, find out about myself and my attitude to women. And this phrase of hers kept coming to my head, "Woman is the nigger of the world, woman is the nigger." So I said, come on, Yoko, look, this is it. You've said it here. I agree with you now. I think she is. She's the slave of the slaves. That's what Connolly said, the great Irishman. And so we sat down together and we wrote... We tried to write together the whole story of as best we could in a 3 or 4 minute song. And it's called "Woman is the Nigger of the World." And then luckily for me, because a lot of stations were saying, well, we're not going to play this because it says nigger, and a white man shouldn't say it, though all my black friends feel I have quite a right to say it, because they understand it. And then, strangely enough, the chairman of the Black Caucus, that great guy, Congressman Ron Dellums, Democrat California, says here, he came out with this, which is fantastic. If you define niggers as someone whose lifestyle is defined by others, whose opportunities are defined by others, whose role in society is defined by others, then good news, you don't have to be black to be a nigger in this society. Most of the people in America are niggers.
Oh, my goodness! We're navigating now.
I think the word nigger has changed. It does not have the same meaning as it used to. And I think he put it very succinctly there. And I really believe women have the worst, whatever it is, whatever, however badly or poor people are, it's the woman that takes it when they get home from work.
Well, now would you?
I'd love to.
Would you two menaces to society do your number?
Thank you. Yes, we'd love to.
They're setting up for their song. This was a Dick Cavett show in 1971.
Thank you.
Everybody, it's time for racism and sexism to end. It's time for it to end now because we are all one. I keep going back to John Lennon because that was 39 years ago that they did that. And
Lady Matt?
Yes?
It was the acoustics over the telephone were difficult. Could you tell us what they were saying because I couldn't get the words?
Yes, I'll be happy to. Since you asked, I'm going to read the lyrics of this song that John and his wife Yoko wrote together. It says, "Woman is the nigger of the world. Yes, she is. Think about it. Woman is the nigger of the world. Think about it. Do something about it. We make her paint her face and dance. If she won't be a slave, we say that she don't love us. If she's real, we say she's trying to be a man. While putting her down, we pretend that she is above us. Woman is the nigger of the world. Yes, she is. If you don't believe me, take a look at the one you're with. Woman is the slave of the slaves. Oh, yeah, scream about it. We make her bear and raise our children, and then we leave her flat for being an old, fat mother hen. We tell her home is the only place she should be. Then we complain that she's too unworldly to be our friend. Woman is the nigger of the world. Yes, she is. If you don't believe me, take a look at the one you're with. Woman is the slave of the slaves. Yeah, think about it. We insult her every day on TV and wonder why she has no guts or confidence. When she's young, we kill her will to be free. While telling her not to be so smart, we put her down for being so dumb. Woman is the nigger of the world. Yes, she is. If you don't believe me, take a look at the one you're with. We make her paint her face and dance. We make her paint her face and dance. We make her paint her face and dance. This is a song about sexism. And sexism and racism need to end right now. We do it together, and we do it with love. We are one people. The dark side has tried to corrupt my message and my words, and this was evidenced last week, and some of you saw it, and you emailed it to me. But it cannot be done. Why? Because I know who I am, I know where I come from, and I know why I am here. I'm here to remind everyone, you are a galactic sentient being. And I'm here to remind you of your only purpose is to be love. The dark ones rail when I say that because they realize they themselves removed their own sentient ability to love. It was a great experiment, and it's over. The dark ones have, for 26,826 years, manipulated the many of the benefit for a few. They programmed us to believe we have no choice. We must live our calling, be it carpenter, plumber, teacher, nurse, or some other type of forceful slavery. We are to pay a portion of our earnings to a believed government. We own real estate, but we do not own land. And there are separate laws for slaves called statutory law. We are doped up and drugged or programmed by sex and religion and by television. And false flags are carried out by false terrorists. They bomb us and beat us and shoot us and rape us in our homes all over the earth. And the governments of the world call it war. It's a big program in the Matrix. Religious leaders on every continent and every country have brought to the children, in the refuge of the church, kidnappings, beatings, brainwashing, and rape. And this is done under the name of the Son of God. And I have news for you. Jesus drives a UFO. Sananda Kumara Yeshua is a galactic, and religion is a program to have you forget that you are a galactic. No one living on Earth comes from Earth. All through time, for tens of millions of years, galactics have come as consciousness and put on a physical body to walk in this dimension of Earth. When the experience of that lifetime in that personality is over, that consciousness goes home, back to its galactic home, on the ships traveling the Nebadon universe. Who is the Admiral of the New Jerusalem? Sananda Kumara Yeshua. And we galactics are his family. We are all sons and daughters, and we are all sons of the sun star consciousness. We are all children of Ra. We are all galactics. On the ships, folks are working from their etheric bodies. It is a higher expression than we have here now. We are going there. By having Earth ascend to 5D, it is possible to do this again. The ones, as they come into density, take on physical bodies, and when they travel back to the ships, they are able to be in the etheric body. I do this easily. It is much harder to be physical than it is etheric for me. It takes discipline to stay grounded, to stay here with this worldwide war and change this from the programming and the matrix. Each of us enter our etheric bodies at night and work on the ships, and we see our twin flame every night, and we wake up and forget, and I wake up and remember. This overwhelming to play in the lives, as we remember we are starseeds working on the ships in our etheric bodies half of the time, it becomes harder and harder. So I have a few questions for you. Why did you incarnate now? And the answer is to be a part of Earth ascension. And the next question is, what is your calling or your mission? And the answer is, whether you are an artist or a teacher, a parent, a healer, or a creator, that is your J-O-B. Your work is to wake up from the programming and then in turn wake up others. And my other question is, we are on the threshold of welcoming Nisara with our galactic families, and Nisara rights the wrongs. So what does Nisara have to do with planetary government? And the answer is Nisara removes the criminals in government, and Nisara returns us to what we need, want, and desire from the new Earth with heaven in it, of ecstatic joy and a collective mind and heart. Nisara returns us to galactic planetary government, and this encompasses divine universal laws of love, truth, freedom, justice, peace, and beauty. This brings to the original laws of our founding fathers out of the Bruton vault, where Saint Germain has kept them safe for 400 years. The Restore America plan is nothing more than a viral email created by the dark, designed to create confusion in the newly awakened sentient being, who realize now it is their destiny to return to sovereignty. The purpose of RAP is to divide the nation, to elicit fear, to give credence to the teabaggers, the militia groups, and especially the racists. 90% of teabaggers are male, have some level of college education. I meant to say white male. Have some level of college education and a good form of income. These white males are programmed to believe it's okay to ask their mate to bear and raise their children. And when she gets fat, when she gets old and fat, she's left alone. And find about, and they need to find out themselves about their attitude about women. This is about Divine Mother being removed from our society. Woman is not is told not to be smart and then made fun of for being dumb. She is kept at home and hated for being unworldly. While being programmed by television, it is reinforced that woman is to be insulted every day, and young women are programmed to have no guts and no confidence, and they give up their will to be free. And then all of a sudden, they play with their Barbies, and they're playing about being brides and making babies, and that will be their white picket fence and their dream come true. And they're never told about their sovereignty. We make our young women paint their faces and dance. And then when they refuse to be a slave, their men, the teabaggers, say, "You do not love us. You will be denied love. Be a slave or be alone and be afraid." And those who handle Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachmann, and place this false flag into your news, these ones know who I am. And they know that we are that you are very, very close to remembering who you are. And they're running scared. And they want slaves to keep believing the lies. You are golden light. You are consciousness in a physical body. Your thoughts create your reality. You are the one you have been waiting for. As your consciousness remembers, it is a sentient being. It desires activation and planetary government. Restore America plan is a false flag. It is false evidence appearing real. I want to know, are you controlled by the programming of your subconscious mind? What is subconscious? It's below your consciousness. It is the believed part of the programming in the matrix. Do you allow your inner fears to be manipulated by your ego mind? Or are you disciplined in your thoughts, bringing your heart and mind ever back to the collective consciousness of love? By remembering that you are galactic and returning to love, you co-create the new Earth. You create Earth Ascension. You announce Nisara, and you return to planetary government. We are all members of the Aboriginal Indigenous Moabite Nation. Washita are that. The Aboriginals are the original galactic creator gods of Ra. The indigenous came here from ships through the aeons of time. The Moabites are the goodly company. The Moabites speak of planetary government right in the Bible. All of us in the goodly company are Moabites, and we are all there by Washita. It will be each individual's choice if they will file the UCC-1 financial statement. By doing this, one removes themselves from the 3D world of believed government and claims their birthright to being Moabite. All people are entitled to the greatest abundance of Gaia Vaiwamas, of health and wealth of Mother. There is a process which must be completed to accept all that Mother Gaia gives. There is also a process with rules to be followed. Each individual must choose poverty consciousness or choose abundance consciousness. Each individual must choose slave or join the 5D planetary government called Aboriginal Indigenous Moabite Nation. This is Washita. The 777 Prosperity Program is a way to experience abundance consciousness. Play with it, practice with it, and see it release you from the slavery of survival to the abundant, self-sufficient, sentient galactic being that you are. The true Declaration of Independence and the true Constitution of the United States is preserved in the Bruton Vault by Saint Germain, and they will be revealed at the time of announcements. We have always, as a nation, included the Galactic Moabite Scripture into our lives as individuals, our government, our schools, our families, and our society. We have never forgotten the Judaic Christian teachings from the Pultarch. Let's look at the word Moab. It means seed of the father, and that is Ra. It is also pronounced in Greek, Assyrian, and Egyptian, Mu'av, or also Mu'abba, meaning the ones from Mu, the seed of the father. Guess what, folks? That's you and me, and that's all that is. It is all manifest creation. It is what some call God. Moabites are the Ab originals. These are the seed of the Father, the original co-creators of all the Nebadon universe. As time went on, hybrids of these came from the ships and are the ones known as the indigenous people. They are the genomes of Indi. The Moabites are the Galactics who were the Ab originals who came into second creation at Mu. This was when the world was one land, Pangaea. This was when the ancient mountain range, the Pisgah mountain range in North Carolina, still joined the ancient lands of Jordan and Egypt. Moses found out his true origin and demanded the slaves be let free from the dark ones in rule in Egypt. Moses led his people, the Galactics, to the Jordan River, to the New Jerusalem starship. Moab was the son of Lot, Abram's nephew, Lot, and Lot's eldest daughter. When there was a nuclear genocide at Sodom, there were a shortage of heirs. Moab was conceived by father and daughter, and this was a degradation of the DNA, an affront to the midichlorians. When Moses left Egypt, they left in stages and met with their galactic brothers and sisters all along the way. And what? Oh, David was a Moabite and descendant of Lot, as was Solomon. The galactic planetary government was in place then, and there were peace treaties signed between dark and light factions. All through this land were stargates. Dome of the Rock in Jerusalem and in the Golan Heights was another stargate. Back then, the land of Pangaea was one continent. And we know Moses begged to see the land on the other side of the Jordan River. He was talking about the adjoining land, beyond the desert, that land which we know as Washita land. He got there on the New Jerusalem. Moses was told to climb to the top of the summit of Pisgah. Here today, Pisgah is in the territory of North Carolina. It was on Washita land where the New Jerusalem would be the new creation. The land of the Moabites, it is here where Moab, Lot's son, is buried. We have never in history lost touch with the starships. Moses told the Israelites, he told those of Isis, Ra, the Elohai, to follow universal law in the new land. This great nation, the Aboriginal indigenous Moabite nation, is based on the universal laws of love, truth, peace, freedom, justice, and beauty. Why should you file a UCC-1 financial statement? To make a 3D action, to tell 3D, you are a 5D sentient galactic being, a Moabite, so you may claim your birthright of abundance, of Gaia Vaiwamas. So you, the seed of father, Ra, reunite with your mother, Sekhmet, Zodiacus, and the Black Madonna, with the king of Egypt and the king of Jordan, reunite the Moab peoples. The time for racism is over. The time for peace is now. That's what I have to say about, in answer to why should I file a UCC-1. It's about remembering where we came from and remembering why we're here. I pass the talking stick. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth.
I wanted to just make a comment that there is a position in a tarot spread where the pillar, and there's four cards, they're to the right, and at the base of the pillar, it describes that this is in the realm of the subconscious. And there are ways to access the subconscious from your higher self, whereby it's not located in a place which is less than at all. And I wanted to just lift that piece up, because what you do with your subconscious mind is you plant the seed of the path to go even higher the next time you awake. And so what comes up there then, as long as we understand that we are completely within the great positive, life is the great positive. As we work with this energy in cyclic patterns, in giving, it is in giving that we receive. It is in paying it forward that we teach others about how to receive. As we pay it forward and we begin the process of exiting stage left from that which has been the abuse, because they have programmed that unconscious, those ones, with intention to use fear as the program.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got ourselves a hunky-dory cold state that's already microchipping children to be animals. And so it is that this is a emergency. Now, let's take the E and know that's the ruby ray. That's accountability for what's going on. Lady Master Nana steps in through us. Lady Master Nana overshadowed Yeshu's mother as well as Yeshu's twin flame. And that is a principle of mother. And it has to do with those three women with no oars.
Right.
In other words, the actual physical existence within the universe was cut off from the higher principle. And the higher principle goes from mother to grandmother to great-grandmother. In the sense, that's what's been lost. And Lady Master Nada comes back and brings that back. The ruby ray was cut off from access denied, right, Job? Access denied.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen King is pretty out there, yet very definitely, and that's the next issue, too, on the Internet. They want to have toll booths everywhere they feel like it on the Internet, still keeping what they might call recovery going. And it's not that. It's the economic, national economic security and reformation. That's what it is. It is not a recovery. And the thing is that what the recovery energy needs to be applied to is recovering from being in recovery when that wasn't the proper thing to apply.
Recovery of our abilities to...
Main Street and Wall Street are places that are supposed to be equal.
Right. The
so
common.
When we exercise that first recovery of the what was it called, the first one in October 2008?
The TARP?
Yeah. What did that stand for, Beth? Everybody? T-A-R-P. all they wanted to do was keep the big bank staying big and staying too big to fail. And literally, the only recovery is that the people gave all of their blood. Money represents your faith, you know, that you put in a system where money is the engagement of exchange of our faith in that system.
Full faith and credit.
We're using our faith to give away our freedom. And faith and faith and faith and faith. Pistis Sophia. Faith in what? In wisdom. An economic spiritual economy aligns itself again with conservationalism. And that's a complete different thing than conservative.
Or con.
Or on the opposite end of the conservative. let's say conservative in the extreme is insanity at the point of demonstration that we are at now. And liberal is at the point of insanity to say we don't need any regulations. We're doing just fine. We're out of control. And that's fine. That's the extreme of liberalism, where you're applying it inappropriately.
Anarchy.
Anarchy is another thing that the anarchists were saying, again, just as it is in the ego and in the subconscious, the clearer and cleaner and criminal-free we understand the law to be. And that has not happened. In other words, house cleaning has been advised by the star seers. It's been not only advised, it's been a warning. I still remember that warning on November of 2008. At the end of November, on the 23rd of November, there was an astrological configuration that said, those who subconsciously wish not to be here will be having a much, much harder time as they, you know, make that decision in being able to leave. Because the laws of nature and nature's God are to seek life. And as you resist it, it becomes more difficult. And the energies in the sky were separating the wheat from the shaft at that subconscious level, of which only the higher self and the choice of higher evolutionary patterns and repatternings can provide a whole race. A whole race. And the whole race of humanity that we created the form to experience through. That's right. Not only experience, make choices. Once we do see what is the results of these experiences, evaluation and introspection, bear medicine, introspection in the winter when we get to the darkest night before the dawn. And the first thing we said, and then in 3 days, he rose again from the dead. We went into the realms of Hades, taking that Haitian experience, not Haiti, but, you know, Hades, H-A-D-E-S. And Persephone, the story of Persephone is very much teaching us something. Persephone went into the soul realm of the dark night of the soul realm for the sake of introspection, for bear medicine. And you might say hibernate. And then as the spring is sprung and it begins its springing in the winter. Literally, in the beginning, it was only two seasons. We created an intermediate point. And the astrological points of those intermediates were Beltane and Halloween, where the veil was the thinnest between worlds, where we could make and come to that compromise which would bring us to the promised land. In other words, we can see through that veil. In other words, those of us who volunteered to have a veil, made choices, continue to miss the mark. The ceremony that we would do and the accountability that we would take on those days would be ideal days to change and see how to make the changes. Oh my God, there's a whole dimension there. I didn't know it even existed. You can experience it in the light of the moon on those days. And this is why it's a ceremony for these things in spring now and fall. Were an added way to show how balance and rebalancing and recreating the world would be possible collectively. And without that faith in a collective wisdom economy. And Deepak Chopra continues in his way of teaching. In his tapes really helped. When did those come out? 80s? 90s?
Mm-hmm.
Late 80s, early 90s. That was a supreme thing. People still felt, oh, poverty consciousness. He's still in the realm of business that makes a lot of money for what he does. Yet, when you are realizing what he was really doing was demanding that you pay attention and that the value that you wish to have in this experience would demand that you are ready to pay attention 100%. And that's why he and all of us now are being asked to look at this. How do we gather our resources so that we can use this vehicle to pay attention 100% to what Mother is asking? What Mother needs is more Mother.
Yeah.
And that is the law of love. Mother is love. Father is life. We just learned that. And so when we apply love, which means when we apply the great positive, we experience life more fully than we ever could have imagined without it. And this incessant competitive world separates and divides, and the house that is, you know, the conquering of a unified field is to separate and divide. And now the reversal, the spin of that wheel of life that we just saw, and look at that. In other words, the swastika has always been a Hindu symbol. It's on all the temples.
Mm-hmm.
Had nothing to do with Hitlerianism. Hitler said life is death, and they did the theory of opposites, right? Naomi Klein, what was the name of her book? Disaster Capitalism.
Shock Doctrine.
Shock Doctrine. Let's take the principle of life and reverse it and say it is that, and have everybody forced into a great reversal, into a death cycle. That's how important it is.
Thanks. I wanted to share with you something that you're always telling us about, the experiment where they took the melanin out of the skin. And, you know, I hadn't heard of that before. And so I wanted to know the science behind it, and I looked it up. And it wasn't published in any scientific papers until 1962, which is a sign for me that this was being kept secret on purpose. In other words, we had a medieval belief about melanin prior to 1962, which is so sad. I mean, we used to read about this in our science books when I was a kid. So what happens is the melanin is a pigmentation, and it moves through the bloodstream and it shows up in the skin. And the way it works is that it has to do with the white blood cell. And the name for the white blood cells is called leukocyte. Leukocyte is the name for the white blood cells. When the leukocytes move through the lymphatic system, the lymph nodes, they pick up melanin. They pick up melanin, and there's more melanin in black skin. There's slightly less melanin in brown skin, and there's a lot less melanin in white skin. And so I wanted to know how it was that they could make someone who's black skin become white skin. And I found out by research today, what they do is they pull the lymph nodes out of the body. Yes. And that's why you always said that the white skin people were weak. The white skin people were weak because their lymph nodes had all been ripped out of their body. And without the lymph nodes, you can't see the melanin. And that's how they turned white skin, and that's why they became weak. And we're still perpetuating this today, because when someone gets cancer of the breast, they look at the lymph nodes under the armpit. When someone gets cancer in the prostate, they look at the lymph nodes in the groin, and they just rip the lymph nodes out. They look like there's this kind of seaweed that they have that's kind of a string, and it has little bubbles on it, little balloon-looking bubbles on it, and it's just lymph nodes are just like that. And they just rip them out, and they cut them out, and they're done with it. And then the cancer people become more sick, and then they're immunosuppressed, and before you know it, they have an opportunistic disease, and they die. And this is what happened with AIDS. They finally found a way into the strong people with the dark, dark skin. They tagged the melanin, and they attacked the lymph nodes. That's how HIV works its way into the body. And people are not killed by HIV. They're killed because they get an opportunistic disease, which they die from because they have no more immune system. So the white people can be killed with cancers because they don't have the lymph nodes that the black skin people have, or the browns, or anything in between. So it's easiest for a white person to get cancer because they don't have the lymph nodes. Then they worked in the labs for years and years until they figured out how to get the person with the darker skin sick, because they were stronger, because their immune systems are stronger. And they figured out that you tag it with melanin, and they didn't tell science or doctors how all of that works until 1962, which is shocking. And so that is how they took the melanin out of people. All they had to do was rip out all the lymph nodes. They could easily surgically cut into the body. Now, what people don't know is that in the bloodstream, the blood circulates through the body. You know, the heart pumps the blood about 100 times a minute. It's a fluid. The lymphatic fluid runs through the body just like the blood runs through the body, but instead of going through the body 100 times a minute, it runs through the body about 400 times a minute. And its job is to circulate the white blood cells through the body, and it also has other intricate jobs to do with the immune system, and it keeps the body cleaned out constantly. The lymphatic system does, and it pushes oxygen through the system, and it keeps everything clean and clear and disease-free. And when the lymphatic nodes are pulled out of the body, the melanin has no way of circulating out to the skin. And the person is weak, and they get diseases, and they die. And that's the story, that's the science behind what you've been saying, because I've been sitting here thinking when you're saying it, I haven't seen that science. And so I looked it up for you today, and I wanted to tell you that.
Wow. That's really intense, because, you know, the lymphatic system is, when the liver is overloaded, the lymphatic system takes over. So if you have none and you get your liver overloaded with toxins, then you get cancer easier. That's exactly as simple as that.
Remember our wolf man, Michael Belsow, the wolf man.
You've got to be closer because it's the phone.
Okay, remember that wolf man, Michael.
That wolf man.
Yeah, he had that issue with the lymphatic cancer, and he was drinking Essiac tea,
and I don't remember what.
He seemed to have gotten over it, and then he got it worse the next time around.
That's right.
I mean, we still do have now some kind of a lymphatic system, because I know that even though there's,
We definitely have a lymphatic system, that's no doubt, but the lymphatic system in the Mongoloid and the lymphatic system in the Negroid works differently than the lymphatic system in the Caucasian. And that is written right in the science books, because I looked it up today. And that's how the melanin...
Say that again. Say it one more time.
The lymphatic systems in the Negroid and the Mongoloid works differently than the lymphatic system in the Caucasian. And
how does it work differently?
It's a different quality, and it works most efficiently in the darker the skin, because the lymphatic system is the uptake for the melanin on the lymphocyte, which is the white blood cell, and that's what shows the skin as being darker. So the lymphatic system is working better the darker the skin is.
Okay, now, you know how Cynthia always says, look at the sun. So when we look at the sun, doesn't that bring the ability for the brain to develop melanin from melatonin and serotonin with that sun energy?
Well, the good news is you can have the whitest skin there is, and you're still capable of making more melanin. Melanin is not only made in the skin cells. It's also made in the hippocampus. It's stored.
What?
Okay, there's organelles in the brain that store the melanin. So white-skinned people can have a large supply of melanin, but it will stay in the brain, and that is activated by the sun. That comes through the third eye. It comes through the crown chakra, and it's made in the cells inside the brain, and it's the same process where the BMT is made, which is the chemical that's a natural chemical inside the brain that gives you an altered state. And the more you go into an altered state through sun gazing or through meditation, the more melanin you're going to have stored in your brain. And that gets stored in the pituitary gland, and it gets excreted from the pineal gland. And anybody can look that science up. It's absolutely true. As you develop your gifts, you will have more melanin, no matter what color your skin is. And your skin color does not decide your race. Your blood is what describes your race, and it has to do with the midichlorians. It has to do with the mitochondria in every cell, and that's measured in your blood, not in your skin color.
Okay, then. That's why when I look up race in the dictionary, it actually describes that there's only three ethnicities.
Right.
In other words, the word race is an incorrectness.
Absolutely right.
There are three ethnicities, which means it has to do with the minerals in the ground where you're being born. It has to do with the energies mathematically that are coming in at that place on the ground. And it has to do with the entire history of that part of the earth. And And when a Chinese, it has in the skin, it has more yellow. It's called Mongoloid. And in same thing for most of the Orientals. Although the Orientals have been also subjected to melanin from their skin, and there are much lighter versions of them for that experiment over there too. In other words, you go up and you look at inner China, people are more like golden black. I mean, they are dark.
Mm-hmm. Tara, can you just hold that thought just for a minute, because we have a caller here.
Oh, sure.
Thanks. Denise, hi, how are you?
Hi, Beth.
Hi.
I wanted to join the conversation about the lymph nodes.
Sure.
Because I'm a cancer survivor, and I had... I'm going to speak in past tense because I'm going to be real positive about this. I had thyroid cancer, and it started in 83, and they removed half the thyroid. And then in 97, they removed the second half, and in that surgery, they also did a radical neck diectomy or something?
Yeah.
I forget the and removed 20 lymph nodes in the neck. 10 of them were cancerous. And the tumors that they removed at that time were two, and they were the size of two fried eggs. And one was compressing the carotid artery, and one encased the right vocal cord. And as a result, the right vocal cord was paralyzed, and I lost speech to a great degree. Since then, they put in a piece of plastic to push the vocal cord over. Then I went through speech therapy and recovered
you
a
sound
lot of
great.
Voice, but it... caused a lot of breathing problems after that.
Mm-hmm.
But because of my chiropractor, I learned a lot about cleansing and vitamins and the whole diet and all of that.
The whole
I believe that because of that whole lifestyle change and starting to understand how the whole body works, that's why I have survived, because they had only given me 2 years. And here I am.
I concur, Lady Master. Bravo. Good job. Well done.
And, it is ironic from what you say about the sun, is that the first thing they tell you as a cancer victim, stay out of the sun.
This is true. What is your opinion of that?
I know why. I know why. The reason
Wait, Tara, just for a minute. Let me give Denise her respect, and let me hear her answer of her opinion of that first.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. So, Denise, when they tell this group of people, stay out of the sun, what is your opinion of that?
Well, from what I have read and from my experience and from how my body has benefited from it, that the sun is life-giving.
Yes. It's mother. It's mother.
It's pretty simple.
Right.
And the other comment I wanted to make, and this will probably date me a little bit, but does anyone recall the book Black Like Me?
Yeah.
From the early 60s? And I just thought that came to mind from the conversation that we're having. Are you familiar with that book, Beth? It's about a man that...
Yes?
Go ahead. It's about a white man that through... medications and a sun lamp under a doctor's care turned his white skin black in order to understand racism.
Mm.
And it's a true story. and the man's name is John Howard Griffin.
I have
heard of it. It's a fascinating book.
Yes.
And it's his trip through the South. I'm straining my brain trying to remember that far back, but I think he went through Alabama, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. Tara Rama, do you remember any of...
Yes, definitely Alabama and Mississippi, and I'm not sure if there were more places, but those places for sure.
Yeah, but I mean, that's
It's a fascinating book, if any of the listeners want to understand racism and how just the changing of the color of one's skin.
Well, you know, there was a series called Touched by an Angel, and one of them did this too, because Monica changed the color of her skin to black, and there was these two boys that were looking to
raise some hell,
and, you know, raping, lynching was what they thought was a good Sunday afternoon fun day game to play.
In the Deep South.
And she even faced her own fear.
That's right.
And that wasn't easy to do.
We have to do Jesse.
Jesse. Okay, Lady Bastard, I was saying.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Love you.
Love you. So everybody, last week Jesse Ventura was on Camp Loveway, right, Rama?
Actually, this was the date that this happened was actually a week ago Saturday. Yeah.
Right. And remember on Friday night he was on. Bill Maher, and HBO censored the two of them, and I got very emotional about it. And then the following Sunday, my unseen friend said, if you're so upset, why not just read Jesse's book right on the air? So I did, and that made me feel much, much better. And now I need to give Jesse more airtime, and I'd like to hear what he said on that interview. I want to share it with
you. Okay. Here we go. This is, I'm not sure where he starts, but I'm going to start the beginning of the show.
Thank you.
Oh, wait.
What?
Maybe we could try to get back on the computer to do that, because it would, or is this better? Should we not?
No, we better not do that now.
Okay, Rama, go ahead. Make sure it's not the right.
This is 101.101 KSFR. White Rock, Santa Fe Public Radio. And coming up shortly will be Tara...
It's a little soft, Rama.
Ventura.
What happened?
I'm not sure.
Hmm.
Huh. Oh, I guess I have to log in. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We can wait for you. Tara, I want you to tell us while he's doing that what you were going to say. I didn't want to interrupt Denise because she was sharing an emotional story, but tell me what you were going to say about why they tell cancer people not to go in the sun.
Because now that you have the cancer, the sun, first of all, the sun is male. We just remember the sun is number one, if you want to say it in the form of life. It's the life-giving force. And it's the law of the sun, that principle, that once the cancer is there, it's still going to feed the cancer, so the cancer will actually grow even faster. You see? In other words, when we create an imbalance and we are unwilling to let go of our rage or any kind of negative emotion including the knowledge that our DNA was lowered, you might say, in terms of the bar of balance. And finding the center would have to be at the fourth chakra level. And because all the lower chakras had already been, you might say the 3D was completely polluted in thought, in word, and in deed. And we volunteered to say, oh, look at that mess. Should I read the promise again? And Jesse Ventura and the King of Swords and every kind of whistle-blowing white knight on the TV and anybody, any government place, and where else? Politics, science, religion, education, health, welfare, agriculture, and economics. This is the story. Love is the solution.
There we go.
Okay.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Okay. This is 101.1 FM, KSFR, White Rock, Santa Fe Public Radio. And coming up shortly will be Karen's conversation with Jesse Ventura. Among conspirators, a plot. Conspiracy theories have existed throughout human history, a history that is recorded by those who won the war. Did Atlantis really exist? Where did Cain find his wife?
Did Jonah really live in the belly of a whale for 3 days? And did a 100-ton Boeing 757 going over 500 miles per hour with a 124-foot wingspan and a 6-ton titanium jet pods under each wing and a 44-foot tall tail vertical stabilizer really crash into the Pentagon, leaving only a 16-foot diameter hole with window frames intact on the top of each side of the hole? Who makes this stuff up?
In the age of belief, lying about our true heritage, who we are and where we've come from, lying about and by our religion and our government has become an art form. These countless stories dedicated to the mantra of divide and conquer have kept the human race in a sleep state where the word belief equals truth. Just look at how the meaning of the word woman has shifted since the 1950s. Yet the putting down of the woman and the feminine principle still exist in many areas of the world today, right here in 2010. And isn't it interesting that the fundamentalistic religions do most of the putting down of the feminine? It should be our birthright to activate our DNA, open up new neural pathways in both our left and right brain, and switch on our spinal columns to truly go off on that voyage of discovery.
Mm-hmm.
We are still fixated on large metal containers to travel through space. That is Model T consciousness in a universe of Ferraris. Who knows what it takes to trip the wires of the familiar in your awareness to have a breakthrough of a new life perspective and possibly an awakening? A song heard at just the right time? A kiss at the right moment? An accident? A stroke of insight? A coas, a lightning bolt to shock you out of the projected seductions of the past and imagine longings for a future. Here in the transformational realm, humor and awakening share the same stage, the stage of the unexpected. So the actual conspiracies are the cover-ups designed to keep the status quo the status quo. Just believe what your biological, political, and religious parents are telling you and go right back to sleep. There are no visitors from other worlds or other dimensions. Dreams have no meaning. The popes and presidents never lie.
No!
There are no other dimensions other than the physical world. Men are smarter than women. And would we really sell you something that is harmful to your health and well-being? The lies go on and on until the gravity of the moment hits you right on the head like a falling apple and you have an epiphany. And on a moment, and your life, this life, is changed forever.
Yeah.
Actually, life has always been this way. It has always been the same. And you have changed. But don't worry, Senator McCain will still be there saying, the U.S. keeps pointing a loaded gun at Iran, but fails to pull the trigger. Jesse Ventura's latest book, American Conspiracies, could possibly be that alarm clock going off and knock on your door, reminding you to wake up. We've come a long way from the 1880s, where in England, the word pants, now not panties, the word pants was considered a dirty word. Remember, it wasn't panties.
Yeah.
It was pants. And Thomas Edison, who invented the light bulb, was afraid of the dark. We have to ask ourselves, what have we invented?
You have reached ritual sacrifice for goats, red wine, or say goats.
children. Pause this. Right-wing extremists, serial killers, lawyers who appear on television. Floor 7, the media. Sorry, that floor is all filled up. Floor 8, escaped war criminals, TV evangelists, and the NRA. Lowest level, everybody off.
Workshop at the Glenn Beck Rush Limbaugh Ego Reinforcement Camp for living your delusion of self-importance while hiding your self-hatred by projecting it on anyone who thinks for himself. Here's Lord Satan, host of his own radio show, Darkness at the Speed of Light, heard throughout the underworld on KHEL Radio and streaming on the web at www.gotohell.com.
Bad morning, campers. Pants? A dirty word? Back in the 1800s in England, they were so repressed, they even put leggings on the outlet to try to prevent sexual arousal. Maybe that's true. Nothing like naked piano legs to turn a guy on. Pants. Piano legs. I thought Thomas Edison was afraid of Nikola Tesla and invented the government to lock Tesla up. I just dropped by a camp to work on my new stand-up routine, and after that last bit, it sounds like I have a lot of work to do. I realized I found a man who was after my heart, if I had one. A Pennsylvania, man was charged with public drunkenness after he knelt down on a busy road and tried to get mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to a dead opossum. Donald Wolf also waved his arms about the animal as if he were trying to bring it back to life. Police said the plush animal appeared to have been dead for some time.
Ooh.
This one, football fans were relieved that he wasn't a stealer. The Constitution of New Mexico says, this is for real, that idiots cannot vote. But it doesn't say anything about running for office.
That was hilarious.
You betcha. And from Romania, the home of Vlad Dracula, where his castle still stands, some believe that children born on holy days grow up to be werewolves. Well, that's a relief. I thought the world had gone crazy.
And now for something completely city different.
Oof.
Love born and hence love with red, and when I die I'll be camp love with dead. Rah rah, camp love with rah rah, camp love with rah rah, camp love with rah rah rah.
High water, come to go to swell your bottle.
then I'll begin.
Politics in America today is identical to pro wrestling. And what I mean by that is, in front of the cameras and the public, we all hate each other. And I'm going to kick my opponent's butt, and I'm going to whale him from here to high water and beat the crap out of him. Yet behind the scenes, we all have friends going out to dinner, and it's all work. All in American children. It's showbiz. And that's what you have today in politics. The Democrats and Republicans aren't really opposed to each other. Former Navy SEAL and bodyguard for the Stone, professional wrestler as in the body, Renaissance man, movie actor, hosted his hit TV show Conspiracy Theory on True TV, and New York Times best-selling author Jesse Ventura will join us in just a moment. But first, my name is Taryn Lovewave, and I am the host and producer of Camp Lovewave. Well, good morning, Bear Bear, my number one camper. And good morning, Linz, our multidimensional daughter in the out-of-control room.
Good morning. Good morning. Mom? Well, May 16th? Well, no.
We're moving on.
Okay. We're going to go into your part.
All right. If you have comments or questions about the camp, call or email us after the show at 505-988-3544 or mail@camplovewave.com. You can check out our free archives at prx.org of past shows and see our new Facebook page. Just search Camp Lovewave. Also, a brief note on April 22nd, the next gathering for public input to the revision of the telecommunication ordinance is happening at the Genevieve Chavez Center, April 22nd. 7 to 9 p.m. So if you're interested in participating in that, please go there. Let's torch the virtual campfire. Without much further ado, here he is, former governor of Minnesota and the author of his latest New York Times best-selling book, American Conspiracies, Jesse Ventura.
I
You are a passionate Renaissance man, a wake-up alarm clock without a snooze button. Governor, welcome to the camp.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I turned on Fox Business News on three occasions in the past week, and here it is. Today, you know, you were on this morning with Varney, and to me, you're going from zero to now in 2 hours. This is faster than the speed of incredible. I got to ask you this. Did anybody there actually read your new book, American Conspiracies?
I doubt it.
Yeah, because it's like, they were, by the way, I have to tell you from my perspective, they were afraid of you.
I'll tell you this, you know, the big three at night?
Mm-hmm.
Hannity and O'Reilly did not have me on.
I can imagine, because you hit them with direct honesty, and this is the
part. I think even more so than that, they can't intimidate me. See, they thrive on intimidation, and they know that I can't be intimidated.
Mm-hmm. Well, this morning, you were being asked a question about the Tea Party, and I like your answer, and because they asked you, well, would you consider aligning or with the Tea Party, or what do you think about the Tea Party people?
Well, as I told them, I find them to be a bit fraudulent because they're being financed heavily. And, you know, we're supposed to be with the Constitution. And the point is, well, where were they then when the Fourth Amendment was being violated? Where were they when they suspended habeas corpus? It seems they just showed up when Barack Obama became president.
Yeah, amen. Well, here's what I want. I want our campers to read your newest book, American Conspiracies. I want to thank also Skyhorse Publishing for putting it out there, and I want people to be able to tune into your conspiracy theory show on True TV. First of all, when is the next season going to happen, or do we know about that yet?
Well, we've ordered 10 more, and so we're starting to ramp up production as we speak. I probably won't start participating until the end of May, and hopefully we'll have them done and on the air by Friday, but don't quote me, because they're a bit difficult to do, and so I really can't set a time limit, but I'm hoping that by fall we'll be back on the air for 10 more.
Fantastic. I played clips from the show for our campers, and I'll tell you, people have really felt the directness and amazement that you have been able to talk about what I call the linchpin and the key to what's happening now, one of your segments on the TV show. And one of the chapters in your book, American Conspiracies, is about 9/11.
Yeah.
So I just want to step back a bit and just say, how did you pull that one off to get this on the air?
I don't know. I initially, I had a gentleman's bet with my crew.
Mm-hmm.
And my crew, the bet was I said, we will make all of these, just excuse the farm, it's raining off your trip, because you got the time now, I don't know who that is, I have to get calls, but, you know, whatever. But I had a gentleman's bet with my crew. I said, we'll make all these episodes, but I said, I'm betting you that they will never see the light of day, they will not air.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to give kudos to True TV and Mark Juris, because after they aired, I told Juris what I had gentlemanly bet with my crew, and he said, we never, ever considered not putting this on the air.
Well,
so they need kudos to True TV for having the courage in today's. They shouldn't have to have courage, because, you know, we should have the First Amendment. But in today's era, or whatever you want to call it, it took great courage for them to come forward with the show.
Well, what I want you to be able to share with our campers is why you feel it's important we do look into the 9/11. And when I say conspiracy, I'm talking about the government's conspiracy, not, you know, conspiracy, what they call truthers. I'm talking about the lies or the question marks that come up when the government tries to tell us what happened.
Well, the first thing, I guess, to get to it is this. Here's what people need to realize. Follow the money. Just like Deep Throat told Woodward in the bowels of that darkened ramp and all the president's men, follow the money. Okay. We all remember the Whitewater investigation, right? Well, they allocated and spent $100 million to ultimately find out that President Clinton cheated on his wife.
Right?
Well, remember 9/11, after it happened, there was going to be no investigation, nothing. It was stomp grounds for nearly 2 years. Then finally, through pressure, they relented and had the 9/11 commission. Do you know how much money they allocated to study the death of 3,000 people rather than learning that the president cheated on his wife?
Tell us.
$100 million to find out the president cheated. They allocated $4 million.
Yes.
To learn about 9/11.
Ah!
It ended up being about 13. It went over budget. But still, that can speak volumes to people. That shows you they didn't really want to do an investigation.
You know, when you read your book, the amazing thing that I think people need to know about is not only are you presenting the history of these patterns of conspiracies, you don't just talk about them, you back them up. I mean, I went back to your footnotes in the back of the book, and every chapter, all 14 chapters, is footnoted to a degree that says, okay, if you don't look into this, you must be either totally asleep or dead.
Well, I wanted to do that because I want people to understand this isn't just Ventura's imagination. That this is the book is based upon relevant facts. That I give kudos to my co-writer Dick Russell. The book couldn't happen without him because Dick is a phenomenal research person. And so in light of that, I want the people to understand this isn't my imagination. I'm not trying to be Vince Flynn or Tom Clancy. These are legitimate 14 conspiracies where we took the conspiracy side to show evidence that indicates the conspiracy has just as much validity as the government's conspiracy theory. Because let's always remember this. The government is just a conspiracy theory also.
Well, what's amazing is the people that really support wars we're in, which have come from this 9/11 story, have literally been bankrupting us, and this is something they seem to, one, never want to address. When you, every time you confront them with the fact of the billions that have been spent for these wars, that I'm talking about Iraq and Afghanistan, that have been perpetuated through, by these lies, that's bankrupting our country, and they don't want to address that.
Here's what bothers me, is that our nation right now, have you seen the thing on the nuclear bombs now? They want to build more.
Yes.
Well, how many times can it blow up the world?
Yes.
And we're willing to spend money on a nuclear bomb, but we're not willing to spend money so people can go to the doctor?
Yeah.
I live in Mexico half the year, and every time I come back here, it's like I'm coming into some alien place that's my country.
Mm-hmm.
I can't relate to what's happening in this country. I'm in big trouble right now. You know why? Well, I made the statement that why should people be so shocked that the terrorists attacked us? I said, we've been practicing terrorism for 50 years.
It's true.
And they said, what do you mean? And I said, I'm the country of Cuba.
Yes.
I said, we've attempted to assassinate Castro on multiple occasions. We've tried to destroy their economy with the embargo and everything else we do to them. Are you familiar with this character, Orlando Bosch?
Tell me.
Well, this guy blew up a Cuban plane with 73 Cuban Olympic people, or civilians on it, and he was pardoned by George Bush Sr.
Yes.
Now, isn't blowing up a plane an act of terrorism?
Yes. One would imagine.
Well, and my point is, we practice it, but we put it under the terminology of foreign policy.
Yes.
You know, and it's like Dick Cheney when he talks about waterboarding and claims it's not torture, it's enhanced interrogation. Well, you can't just change the words. It's still the same thing.
And by the way, the people that are wholeheartedly supporting our war adventures have never really gone to war. I want you to know that people I've listened to talk and try to put you down have never put on the suit. They've never carried the weapon. They've never gone face to face.
No, not at all. In fact, I like to refer to them as the chicken hawks.
Yes.
Because they were chicken when it was their time to serve, and now when they're safe, they're hawks. They're also like this. When you take a guy like George Bush, Dick Cheney, Carl Rove, and all of them, here's what they're like. We all know these people. They're the people that will start a fight, and then they'll hold your coat. You know, they'll start the fight, but you'll fight the fight. They won't.
Right. Well, a very interesting thing I heard from both in your books, and when I say books, I'm talking about also, I know you have other many books out there, but the last two, the latest, American Conspiracies, and the one called Start the Revolution,
Don't Start the Revolution
Without Me, it infers that you don't watch TV.
No, I don't. Well, I don't when I'm in Mexico. I actually went from December 31st until 2 weeks ago. I never watched any television.
Yes, and here's when you enter the country and you say, my God, what the hell is going on here? American households watch an average of 8 hours of TV a day. And that is, the next country that's closest to us is Greece. And Greece only watches 4 hours a day.
Well, let's add to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've talked about this at my book signings, what concerns me. If you take watching the TV screen, add it to watching the screen of the computer, and now the screen of your cell phone,
yeah,
you got people watching screens 16 hours a day.
Yeah.
Now, what is going to be the long-term repercussion from this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, right now, they already know, children right now, I don't know if you know this, there's a phenomenon that they're having a vitamin D shortage.
Yes.
Because kids aren't out in the sun.
That's right.
You know, all they do is sit in front of the TV screen and work their thumbs. Or they sit and text message their buddies.
Yes.
You know, they're not doing things that I did as a child, where you go down to the riverbank and you climb trees and you go fishing at the river and you go to the playground and play ball all day. You know, today's child is totally transfixed by a screen. What is going to be the ultimate result of that 30 years from now?
Well, I think we can start seeing it right now when we don't see individuals out protesting with the obvious. I mean, the obvious is we're watching bank robberies on television right before our eyes, and it's happening through Goldman Sachs, through the Federal Reserve, through legislation and regulations that have not been, let's say, enforced to stop the problem that has already taken place. I think the same story is happening right now with the commercial market in real estate.
Yeah, let me tell you a quick story. Where I live in Mexico, I live an hour from pavement and an hour from electricity. Now, I have electricity because my house is completely solar powered. I run off the sun down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't learn about the earthquake in Haiti until 5 days after it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know a thing about it. And so I was out playing golf. And an hour and 15 minutes on the dirt road home. And on the afternoon, the ranger comes up and says, Governor, do you hear what happened? I said, what? He said, there was an 8.5 Richter earthquake down in Chile, and there's a tsunami heading here, and it's supposed to hit at 5:40. I said, you're kidding. Well, I live right on the beach, and my wife's there with the dog and cat, right? So I left the golf course immediately, threw my clubs in the back of my truck, and hurried home as fast as I could over the hill. Came screeching up to my house, ran inside, grabbed my surfboard, and headed right down to the beach. Supposed to laugh. Because I waited.
That you were waiting for it.
Yeah. I never surfed a tsunami before.
I guess
I could say, yeah, I surfed a tsunami.
Well, I'm just sitting there going in disbelief. I can't believe you're really doing that. But then again, after reading and listening to your life stories, I can say, I'm surprised you weren't there psychically ahead of time to be ready for it to happen.
Well, like I said, I was ignorant, but I thought, I'm not going to miss this. And then I was, you know, I didn't wish any ill will on anyone. But gee, it could have at least produced maybe a 7 or 8 foot wave, couldn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, you wanted to go out and ride the damn thing, but didn't happen. The water went too high. I got all excited, but came in one foot higher.
Well, we have to mature. And to mature, we have to challenge our biological parents, our scholastic religious parents, our political government parents, and this requires a waking up. And to me, that's what your book is doing.
It helps them.
Yeah, well, it's demanding that people, you know, at least see a pattern. And a pattern is so evident throughout all the chapters that in other words, let's take Iraq war again, the beginning of it. If they lied about everything to get us into it and everything surrounding it, and the only thing they didn't lie about was the actual event called 9/11, That just seems strange to me.
Well, that's what really got me to start doubting 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in shock like everyone else. I took the government for their word, and, you know, I kind of kicked myself. Now, well, come on, you used to blow up things for your whole life. You're trained in demolition.
Mm-hmm.
How dumb could you be to not realize a building can't fall at the rate of gravity?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. You have to remove all the resistance. Basic physics tells you that.
Right.
And so, but what really got me to start doubting 9/11 was I had just left office when George Bush announced we were going to invade Iraq.
Right.
And I went to Iraq. I said, there wasn't one of these 19 hijackers that were from Iraq. Why would we invade Iraq? What do they have to do with this?
Right.
And it was at that point I put it into the context of Pearl Harbor. Okay, the Japanese attacked us at Pearl Harbor, so well, what the hell, we'll go invade Korea after all their Asian do. You know, that's what the mentality seemed to be. What did Iraq have to do with 9/11?
Right.
Nothing.
Right. Well, nothing but oil, or nothing but the lead into Afghanistan, because you know what happened is when we took out and helped the Mujahideen take out the Soviet Union during their painful invasion of Afghanistan, the Taliban came in and burned all the poppy fields.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me piggyback on that. Isn't it interesting, this tie-in?
Yes.
Yeah, the Taliban burned down the poppy fields, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and Afghanistan provides 90% of the world's heroin.
Yes.
All of that money is laundered through the international banks, billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, doesn't that coincide with our current financial problem?
Mm-hmm.
All this laundered money got crashed in these banks, and they lost their cash flow, didn't they? Would that be part of the reason that we have this financial downturn? Because, of course, now we're in debt with all the poppy growers. The poppy industry's back up at full force, and the heroin industry's flying again. And notice our economy's coming back.
You know, exactly what we need right now is someone to be able to speak up and out, and you step right into the front and center place. But that also means you're...
I just wanted to stop that because I know we're going to have to go.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for joining us today. It was great.
But we can continue this on Thursday or Wednesday this week.
Oh, Wednesday is perfect. We'll see you on Wednesday, everybody.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we're going to do some music on the way out. We have, or do we have to be gone in 1 minute? That was
Let's do music.
Okay. What would you like to hear, Lady Master? I can start this up again where we left off next week.
Oh, good.
Yes.
You got a marker there?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's go. What do you like to hear?
Do you have One Love?
I do.
That fits in our message for today. One love, everybody.
One love, one peace.
Okay.
Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to find it. It'll take a second.
I know. Thank you, BBS Radio. And everybody, don't forget, check out those archive purchases. Check out the other programs that BBS Radio is offering. They're the best radio station on the internet, on the planet.
Yeah. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting... Here we go.
Love you. Namaste.
Love you. Namaste. It's been... Oh.
What happened?
Just a second. That version. Let me get it here. All right. Here we go.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.